Student residents. Right now for a Lithio Day system for just 50 cents a day.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
You're listening to GCN.
Has always been about. Really, the original name of this radio show. It's also been called the Final Edition. You know, when I would do the last live show at a local station. Okay, we got Mark Dice with us, Resistance Manifesto. We're going to have him back on. Get it at markdice.com. I want to shift into 9/11. Burmese, what do you think of Mr. Corsi, and what do you think, Mark Dice, of what we just heard with him? It's throwing me under the bus.
Oh, he's definitely throwing you under the bus a wee bit, but also, you know, I think Combs is throwing you under the bus. He also was contacted by you, has been on the show, and, you know, he's the little Democratic cheerleader there, their little psyop on that end of the spectrum, and he just loves to use you to discredit people, when in fact, Corsi a couple times just tried to say, look, I'm looking at the physicist's evidence. And, of course, he did have to backpedal and say, maybe there were some unanswered questions, but I'm saying that, you know, there's no way that the government helped cause 9/11.
And by the way, Corsi says his publisher will, quote, not let him come on this show. Yeah. And he's under contract.
Well, I mean, you got snubbed on Geraldo the other day and other Fox News.
Yeah, they drove me down there, had me sit there. That's why I've always refused to fly there. They're always trying to get me to fly to New York. Like it's some Murdoch joke. And the last guy I sent up there, the plane almost crashed. It was like dropping 2,000 feet in thunderstorms. And I'm sure that's a coincidence. Probably
of course
was.
It is, yeah.
You probably got some New World Order person down there on the witch's hat and the thing like, ah, sorry, man. I'll get you, Jones. Anyways, it's crazy. Mark Dice, final comments.
I want to announce, and I'll do this when I'm back on your show in a couple weeks, for, you know, 9/11, the anniversary is coming up here in about 3 weeks, and for those who can't make it to New York or who can't go out to a local rally or who just want to get involved but don't know what to do, I want to just announce Operation Phone Mob. So I think on 9/11, it's a Thursday. Details will be posted at markdice.com. I'll email that out to everybody. I think that we need to get hundreds of people to call into the radio talk shows on that day, and let's get every single phone call to be one of us. Let's address the issues. Let's use this as an opportunity.
What do you think of Corsi? I mean, this is becoming a big issue.
You know, there was some crosstalk there between him and Combs, but he said, I don't know if people made it out, that he said he's never written anything in support of the 9/11 truth movement. So he's in a rough position, but again, he's got a lot of responsibility. He probably knows the truth.
Yeah, he's the darling of the hardcore neocons, and then he's saying he's looking at evidence of inside job. And they're saying he's delusional about the North American Union.
You know what it is? It's almost like when Ron Paul was initially interviewed by student scholars and he said he would support a new investigation, although he didn't believe that it would really tell the truth. And then he'd even have to backpedal from that position when he got bigger. Well, of course, he was able to come on your show, talk about Thermite. But now that he's the New York Times number one bestseller and he's on all these shows, it's time to back off a bit because 9/11 truth is just still too hot for some people.
Oh, yeah, they all know. They all know, every single one of them.
His book's already a bestseller. At this point, I think he has nothing to lose. He should just come out hard-hitting and just state the facts. You know, I understand that his publisher is trying to backpedal and protect their financial net.
Well, I mean, he's always asking to come on the show because he knows my audience, with a few other shows, can push it up the New York Times bestseller list. And I think his book's important. And, you know, he's being attacked or saying it's disinfo. No, they're not attacking him on the book itself. They're attacking him on North American Union or 9/11. And so that's another issue. Why aren't they attacking him on the issues the book covers, Bermie?
Well, I mean, they got some minute errors in there, and they blow them out of proportion for the book. But like you said, they don't want to address the main stuff. I mean, he does get in the SPP right after the discussion about you on Hannity and Combs, you know, Securities and Prosperity's partnership. So the guy's obviously very, very smart. He's very, very hip to what this movement's doing. I do hope he comes out a little stronger for 9/11 truth. I don't expect it. His words can't be taken back. That interview with you is monumental and should be played all over the place. I mean, let's be honest. Without 9/11 truth, we're never going to take this country back.
They're going to keep staging more.
Yeah, and he can vote for Chuck Baldwin all he wants. It's not going to help us. And Chuck Baldwin is an admitted 9/11 truther. He knows all about the New World Order. So, by
Nexus point.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. Dr. Corsi denies 9/11 truth but supports 9/11 truth candidate. Hey, Mark Dice, thanks for coming on with us.
No problem.
Good to have you here. We'll have you back up in 2 weeks, week and a half. There he goes. Great guy. Mark Dice, ResistanceManifesto.com, MarkDice.com. My website's Infowars.com, Burmese's is Burmy.com. We'll be right back with Derek and the whole crew.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have Professor Francis A. Boyle joining us in about 5 minutes. By the way, I'm on in Toronto tonight for an hour with Richard Serra. I'm going to plug that for listeners who want to hear that. Francis Boyle with huge anthrax news in T-minus 5 minutes. Finishing up with Jason Burmese. His new film, Fabled Enemies, coming out in 10 days. See it at prisonplanet.tv first. Pre-order the DVD now. Ships out September 1st. Going to Shane Geiger, who I appreciate holding. Shane just popped by and said, can I say I'm an InfoWars freelance reporter? We said, sure. They called and checked with NIST that he really was going. They had their little meeting. He got his question out, and they shut him down. So just giving some background, Shane Geiger, tell listeners what happened, where this was, how you got the question in, and what happened.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's a pleasure. I was basically making some statements that were backed up. I mean, this is fact. I was just stating what had been in the Twin Towers report, and then I st- stated some things about the back and forth between the Stephen Jones camp and NIST. Stephen Jones did a Data Quality Assurance Act request, and NIST replied back in September of 2007 stating that they are unable to provide a full explanation of the total collapse, and they also stated that they did not conduct tests for explosive residue.
Yeah, they won't do mathematic equations. They'll just show us video computer composites that any 14-year-old with a case of Hot Pockets and Jolt Cola could make.
Right, so this should sound very familiar to NIST because, you know, they were involved in this back and forth. And yet this was at the point in my questioning where I was basically shut down, and I had a few other things I tried to get out after that. I'm very interested in the scientific method being applied to the research of all the 9/11 truthers and you know the other people who are looking.
Well,
at
describe
the World
where
Center.
This was, how you were able to get this sound. I mean, tell us the locale. Tell us what it was like. Tell us, you know, you were there.
Yeah, we were in this 11-story nondescript building on the NIST campus. Glad it didn't collapse on us. It probably would have collapsed in about 2 or 3 seconds.
Well, if somebody would have put a Bic lighter up against it, it would up the steel column. It's
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, it was just kind of surreal. I was there among reporters from the AP, New York Times, Fox, the ZDF, which is the second station in Germany. I was actually talking after the event with somebody who's involved in the making of the third tower. So he's working with Mike Rudin of the BBC. So I got a lot of. It was really great to get some media contacts. Thanks so much for that, Alex. And I was just surrounded by all these people who you know obviously have a you know an axe to grind. You know, these people were sort of, you know, standoffish and you know, it was not really a friendly environment. In fact, I think it was somewhat telling that that as soon as I started, you know, calling NIST on these bare assertions, the lights actually went out in the room. So it, I felt a little unfriendly from that second on. And the microphone started moving away from me as I was, you know, this was just totally ridiculous. You know, I travel halfway across the country to ask questions, and I have to show up under the pretext of being a reporter when it's not enough to be a concerned U.S. citizen to show up here.
Well,
you know,
well, you are an InfoWars reporter, and you did a great job. Now, Burmese,
yes,
you've been analyzing
you.
This. You've seen what happened. They're also backing away from their lie, because we have the video. The front of the building has some windows knocked out, but they say in their report a third of the building knocked out on the front.
That's the south face, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
The south face of the building, and we have the videos where there's a few windows blown out, but we obviously see the guy walk into the building and then go up the escalator into the main lobby. So there's not, well, I believe what they said was a quarter of the building or somewhere between 10 and 12 stories scooped out of the building. Well, their new model has no scoop out, and they don't even claim.
Oh, so no new lies for old.
Yeah, yeah. There's no scoop out. They don't even mention the quote-unquote scoop out, so they've retracted that statement. Now they're also saying it wasn't the fuel oil tanks. And they're also saying, it's unbelievable what this
was
actually comes clean.
Was it the Keebler Elves?
Well, they're saying that although no other building has even come close to this kind of structural damage, I guess, from hundreds of degrees less than known fires, that's what did it. It was the thermal expansion of columns located near the center of the building. They're also claiming that that's why the rooftop, the line, falls first. Okay, and then they say the facade falls with it. Now, they say in the very beginning that they did test for explosives, but later in the press conference, they backtrack, and Shane, I believe, is the one that talked about this. They backtracked and said, oh, well, we never even considered thermite. It's just such a ludicrous hypothesis that we never tested for it.
Of course, the NIST guys all happen to be top experts in explosive thermite when no one else is. It just so happens they're top experts.
Yeah, and, you know, again, the molten metal is never addressed. It's not addressed in this. And now they're making it into a standards issue and saying that skyscrapers need to reevaluate how they've been built. I mean, it's a total lie. I mean,
plus, this thing had a special bunker built inside of it to withstand nuclear attacks, but it magically, you put a big lighter to it, it just can blast.
Hey, you know what's really upsetting is that, again, this was New York's number one spook house, located in the center of Manhattan, largest CIA base, outside of Langley, Virginia. FBI, largest secret service office in the world.
Armored bunker and...
And the Office of Emergency Management.
But now if a building has a small fire, yeah, it's falling. I mean, it's over.
Well, the Office of Emergency Management was also hooked into the Pentagon 24-7. We show that in Fabled Enemies. And it had blueprints of every single building in New York City. And in Fabled Enemies, we show you how immediately after the building collapsed, the FBI set up teams with binoculars watching the rescue workers to make sure they didn't take anything out of that building that was incriminating.
Now, Jason, I want you to set up InfoWars reporter Shane Geiger for 30 minutes tomorrow. You're sitting in for me as I get ready to go to Denver. We need to go to Professor Francis A. Boyle here in just a moment. Do we have him? Okay, good. I don't want to make him hold anymore. We just got overbooked today, and his information is so important. Shane, let me set you up, because you went to this news report for 30 minutes tomorrow, at least with Jason. So let me have Trey and Jason right now call you and get that set up. Thank you, Jason Burmes, for that information.
Thank you.
All right. This is a very, very serious issue. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I was screwing around earlier here in the studio, but Jason's about to leave town. He's been with us for 5 months, so we're just having some fun. Very, very dark times. Very, very serious things that we are dealing with here. Thank you, Shane Geiger. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It was a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. We can go through it all tomorrow with people. Okay, for the next 45 minutes, I am very honored. We're going to skip a few of the breaks for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com stream listeners, because this is too important information and the time we have left. If I went over Professor Boyle's bio, it would take hours, but he's written international weapons, bioweapons conventions. He's been a top-level analyst for the federal government in that capacity. It just goes on and on with his lengthy bio. And last time he was on with us, I guess about a year and a half ago, an article that Steve Watson wrote about it was published in scores of newspapers and one of the largest magazines in the country, and some foreign newspapers as well, dealing with the fact that he was saying the anthrax was an inside job. Now I've got my mother-in-law that doesn't even believe my show calling up thinking the government did it. She'll be put on the list now, I'm sure. Now I've got just all over everyone saying it's complete bull. Mainstream media saying it's complete bull. You look at the whole story. They grab this other patsy, put him in the hospital, murder him, clearly. Then say that he was always who they knew did it while they persecuted Stephen Hatfield. We have this other guy, Dr. Philip Zack, breaking in to the bioweapons lab when he didn't even work there, not getting in trouble, still at another bioweapons lab. It's the most weaponized U.S. anthrax ever seen. The FBI destroys the original samples so that they can't be proven, and so they can claim that this Dr. Ivins cooked it up in his bathtub or in a basement. Just the miniaturization process takes over $100 million worth of equipment. It's the size of a gymnasium. It just goes on and on, but we have a bioweapons expert on with us. Sir, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but we're about to break. Will you give us some of your background, though, and your expertise on this and your bold stance a year and a half ago that's now being echoed by people at Fort Detrick saying Ivins couldn't have done this, and, you know, as the plot really thickens and as their cover-up implodes?
Right. Well, the day the technology on the Daschle letter was revealed in the New York Times, I immediately called Marion Spike Bowman, who is a high-level counterintelligence official at the FBI, and in fact, it turns out, was also the person who spiked the FBI's warrant for the Moussaoui computer. But that's another issue.
But before we go, tell folks who you are.
I'm getting to that. He knew me because I had drafted the United States Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that was passed unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress and signed into law by President Bush Sr. That legislation was the U.S. domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention. And Mr. Bowman and I had met each other at a terrorism conference at the University of Michigan Law School. In any event, I told Mr. Bowman, this was in October of 2001, that the only people who had the capability to do this would be those individuals working at either United States government labs or private contractors and things of this nature, and that it obviously seemed to me this was U.S. government related. He took the information down and said he would pass it on to the appropriate people handling the investigation. I hung up. And then it occurred to me that I had a complete list of who all these people were and what these labs were, going back to my work on the getting the legislation through.
Absolutely. So, we're gonna skip this break for stations out there, and then just come right back into the main segment in 4 minutes with our guest, a really top bioweapons expert, helped write some of the major international treaties for the United States, Francis A. Boyle. And we are continuing, skipping this break.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. Friday, August 29th, 2008. Gold opened at $832 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $856.80, $422.20 for half ounce, and $211.10 for quarter ounce. That's $856.80, $422.20, and $211.10.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carsey's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar documents spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you
were on the
Francis Boyle is a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law. He's a graduate of the University of Chicago and Harvard Law School. He's also received a PhD in political science from Harvard University. And he has just had a bio. It's too long to go over, but he's written international bioweapons conventions for the federal government, advised Congress, written some of the biggest publications out there. The list just goes on and on. He's currently a member of the Nobel Prize for Governor George H. Ryan Committee. Okay, continuing, sir, with the FBI covering up this evidence, covering up the original AIM strains, destroying them. Then they find other samples that other people had that they gave them. They destroy it immediately. You're saying crimes, obstruction of justice. Why are they covering it up? Well, then we have the White House on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. Weeks before the anthrax letters show up, admitting that arrogantly, we have political enemies of the Bushes getting it. They use it as a smokescreen to pass the Patriot Act. They're pressuring the FBI, now public, ordering them to say Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA did it. I mean, this is the most open and shut case ever for the federal government, criminal elements of it, launching the anthrax attack. Then you have the cover-up, the patsies. I mean, break that down for us.
Yeah, I think it's all clear. The first weekend in November, I went out to Harvard, where I was running a workshop on biological weapons, and I publicly stated at the time that, in my opinion, my professional opinion, it was either elements of the United States government itself or contractors working for the United States government that was behind the anthrax attack. And my colleague at the time, Professor Jonathan King of MIT, who runs their, who's a microbiologist and runs their electron microscope lab, independently said the exact same thing I did. And I gave interviews on Fox and the BBC and Pacifica saying this, the first week in November. So it's been very clear, and the reason is that for the FBI cover-up, it would lead back to a secret, covert, illegal, and criminal offensive biological weapons program involving anthrax. And I say it's criminal because I was the person who drafted the statute making it a crime. That's what's going on here. That's why all the lying and covering it up all along, and they're still doing it today. If you read the investigation, the press conference they heard earlier this week by the FBI, it does not add up at all. If you read the article in today's New York Times, it doesn't add up. Indeed, it appears from today's New York Times, the FBI, for example, then set the investigation up by scientists in such a way that no one knew exactly what they were doing and could not communicate with anyone else, and only communicated with the FBI, and only looked at samples provided to them by the FBI, and had to take on good faith from the FBI what the samples were. So you have the case where the FBI completely controlled, dominated the scientific investigation, including the timing.
Well, Dr. Boyle, I want to go through that and as best we can piece together who exactly did it and why they did it. But when the mainline public on the street at coffee shops are saying, can you believe the government launched the anthrax attack? They're in trouble. I mean, the word's out the White House was on the drug that fights it. The word's out it went to their enemies. The word's out they set this last guy up. I mean, I think we have a crisis of confidence here. Do you think the FBI knows just how ridiculous they look right now?
Well, Alex, I think the important issue to realize now is this. The FBI has been lying and covering up on this at least since the time I called Bowman. But there is today in existence a stockpile of super weapons grade anthrax that is under the control of the original perpetrators of the anthrax attacks of October 2001. And that stockpile can and will be used again when their masters decide that it would be politically convenient to scare and terrorize the American people.
All right, we're going to skip this break, too. Hold on. I just want stations to know that. InfoWars.com listeners, we're going to continue. Everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Got to tune over to InfoWars.com. Here we go with Dr. Francis Boyle.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Dr. Francis Boyle, one of the former top bioweapons experts for the federal government, helped write some of the major bioweapons conventions internationally for the United States. Day one, he tried to help with the investigation and found out who was really behind it. These are hardcore killers. And they'll do anything to scare you into submission after their little event they pulled off on 9/11. They weren't done. They launched their anthrax attack. And they did their dark winter scenario a few years before that, congressionally funded drill of massive anthrax spraying in Texas, in Oklahoma, and martial law being declared. And you better believe, ladies and gentlemen, they got private contractors ready to spray it on your cities, and then they'll grab some guy with a beard and put him on TV and say he did it. It might even be a hologram. I mean, these guys are just, there's no end to what they'll do. And Dr. Boyle is our guest. During the last segment, you just started calling for a congressional investigation. The country's being held hostage by the real terrorist. You've got the floor. I'd like you to talk more about that and then go back into evidence because it's so voluminous. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Right. Well, we need hearings along the lines of what we had in the Watergate hearings under President Nixon, where we have open public hearings by a joint committee of Congress, because this attack was designed to shut Congress down, and to which it did. It succeeded, to the best of my knowledge, the first time in the history of our republic where Congress was actually shut down and rendered inoperative. The House went out of business. The Senate said it would stay in session, but with the House out of business, you can't do business. So this is a political crime of the first magnitude. The Supreme Court as well also shut down, and the media were attacked, our fourth estate. Of course, the presidency and the executive branch was not attacked. I leave that to you to, you know, figure it out, but we do know the White House was on Cipro. So that's really what we need, and maybe if there are open public hearings by Congress, you know, people put under oath with subpoena power, members of Congress then might feel some protection from further threats by the people currently under control of the anthrax. You also have to tie into this the large numbers of dead microbiologists that have appeared since around the summer before these events, when the New York Times revealed the existence of the covert anthrax weapons programs run by the CIA and Battelle. And that, too, is in the public record. And,
yeah, those
you know, the list keeps going. Ivins is only the latest dead microbiologist. So you are correct. These culprits are playing for keeps. They are prepared to kill people. They've tried to kill people. I think they have killed people.
Well, there's no doubt under PDD 51, the continuity of government system has taken over the government. Congress knows they were hit by a biological attack from the executive branch and the shadow government controlled by foreign agencies, foreign intelligence operations, British and Israeli predominantly. And they have now bullied the media and the Congress into full submission. They are hopping mad at the Russians for not submitting. God knows what they'll pull on them now. And we are completely controlled by megalomaniacs who have limitless will, dark will, to do God knows what. Mr. Boyle, I mean, I can't imagine a more nightmare scenario. And it's so transparent because they want it to be transparent, don't they?
Well, I think it's transparent for people who are really following what's going on and adding it up. But I don't think for the vast majority of the American people. I do think you are correct in your analysis that the presidential doctrine for continuity of government was put into effect on September 11th, and it's still in operation today. And that we do have, in fact, this secret government that, you know, is really running things behind the scenes. Probably Cheney is in charge of it. And so there are really two governments out there. And that can account for a lot of anomalies. For example, what happened at the Minot Air Force Base with the nuclear cruise missiles. That decision to deploy those nuclear cruise missiles had to come directly from a chain of command. It was not a mistake. And with the continuity of government, then there are now two chains of command. So I think you can add up a lot of things by realizing that, you know, there's the open government and then there's the COG in operation. Right.
Professor Boyle, a lot of people that don't understand history or the way subterfuge works, they wonder why you're alive, why I'm alive, why so many others are alive if this is all true. And I would just say it's because they don't want to validate what we've said. They don't want to underline our words. They don't want to highlight what we've said and done. But I do feel the wings of death flapping about. I've been threatened. I've had all sorts of other stuff happen. A lot of other people have been killed, so it's not a joke to me, but I just thank my lucky stars, thank God every day I'm still here. But, I mean, what's your take on why other whistleblowers and other prominent people are still alive? If these guys are such murderers and such killers, why they haven't come after us?
Well, Dr. Ivins is not alive. He joins the growing list of microbiologists who are now dead. I can't recall the last time I looked at that list, but it was somewhere in the area of 15 to 20 microbiologists have died.
It's a lot more than that.
Maybe 20 or something like that.
Well, it's like 20 in the U.S. being shot in the back of the head, being tortured to death, being drowned. It's hundreds worldwide.
Right. So, they are, I think, disposing of people who, directly know what's going on. I know, Senator Wellstone disappeared, too. I take it the reason others are around is that they don't really care. They have all the levers of power there.
No, they're actually glad we're here saying they control the Congress and murder whoever they want. They enjoy it. And all the big gorillas that work in Army intelligence think it's real funny. They love their cocaine money. They love their houses in Maui. They love butchering this country wide open. Good job, guys. Please continue, Dr. Boyle.
Well, I don't think they think we're very effective one way or the other. Otherwise, they would take us out, sure.
Just so, and they're just looting everything. This is only one little area of crimes they're committing. I mean, I look at it, Doctor. They are just raping the country, the world, end to end. And then I just can't believe we've gone this bad. Do you ever pinch yourself when you're seeing these type of things happen?
Well, it could be the twilight of the American Republic. I hate to say that. I've been a lawyer since January 10, 1977, taking an oath to uphold the constitutional laws of the United States, as my father was before me. And it could be we're at the end of the line here for democracy in America.
That's right. You're a top constitutional law scholar as well. We just can't cover all of your illustrious background. Let's go over more of the evidence, more areas with the curious case of Dr. Ivins. I mean, the media, you notice, it was so hard to find that he died in government custody. And then supposedly he gets these pills while locked up when he was about to be released. And then this doctor that said he was crazy and said all these things turns out is a literal PCP head who isn't even a doctor and is some kind of stooly bird. I mean, it's just getting shoddier and shoddier.
It is. I mean, if you just read any of the accounts, I mean, now surprisingly you even have people in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, experts, microbiologists, former biowarfare people saying they don't believe Ivins did it. That's correct. That's how flimsy the cover-up has become. Again, just read today's New York Times. The more facts come out, the harder it comes to explain any of these things.
Why did they rush out?
I really don't know what to say.
Why do they rushed out and grabbed Ivins and killed him and then made the ridiculous story up about, oh, he's been our main suspect for 4 years, when just a year ago they were saying the only suspect was Hatfield? I mean, it's is that a total contempt for the public's memory, or what is that?
Well, I think so. I think the, I don't know if Ivins was killed one way or the other.
Oh, man.
You know, they first blamed it on Hatfield, knowing he wasn't responsible, but that could stall and delay everything for a long time and see if they could get Hatfield to crack up, and he didn't. He fought back. Ivins, so then they moved to him, and, they got him to crack up, and either, he was off by himself or, we still don't know the circumstances one way or the other. So now they have a dead man, and dead man tell no tales, so they just pin it on the dead man, the dead microbiologist.
Yeah, it's easy. They have a dead defendant. Talking about the FBI, I mean, they've always been hooked in with the mafia since their conception during Prohibition, being paid off. So from their zenith, or really birth, I should say, from their genesis, they have been mobsters. And now, I mean, I see the FBI out on the streets and places. They're really scary people. I mean, do you think the average FBI agent really understands they're working for basically a Gestapo organization?
Well, actually, Mr. Swearingen, who had been an FBI agent and retired and was decorated, wrote a book on the FBI and called it the American Gestapo repeatedly. He was a veteran FBI agent. I think that is correct. The last time we discussed the matter, I think I told you that two FBI agents, well, an agent for the FBI and another for the FBI CIA Joint Terrorism Task Force, showed up at my office, interrogated me for an hour, tried to get me to become an informant on my Arab and Muslim clients, which would have violated their constitutional rights and my ethical obligations as an attorney. Of course, I refused to become an informant for the FBI, but I did tell them that I was trying to cooperate with the FBI on the anthrax investigation and told them of, my phone calls there to Mr. Bowman to try to do something on the anthrax investigation. And then the FBI, CIA went out and put me on all the United States government's terrorist watch lists. Every one of them. My lawyer says there are five or six of them, and as far as he could figure out, I'm on all of them. So that gives you a pretty good idea of what's going on here, that one guy trying to help unravel the anthrax investigation gets put on the terrorist watch list.
Well, I know it's all about power and who wins, but there's no doubt that I'm trying to defend this country, what's left of it. So are you. And, guys, we don't expect you to quit the FBI or even stand up for the country, but at least you can passively not join the evil. I mean, is it that much fun to destroy America? I mean, I don't understand the enjoyment. Where do they find these people?
Well, we have to remember there were some good, solid FBI people there up in Minneapolis trying to get that warrant.
But notice they're always off in a field office. I understand it's compartmentalized. Yeah.
Right. But they tried, those in the field, Crowley and the rest of them, tried very hard to get that warrant into Moussaoui's computer that very well could have unraveled 9/11. And that was killed by Marion Spike Bowman, who was the same guy I was dealing with in good faith.
And then, by the way, the FBI agents that blocked the anthrax and the 9/11 investigation even before, they all got record cash bonuses, and those that tried to stop the attacks, they got demoted.
Right. The people who were in charge of the cover-ups on both 9/11 and the anthrax have all been promoted, which indicates they've done what their masters wanted them to do. And I think the reason why, eventually, if we can unravel who was behind the anthrax attacks, we're going to find out who really was behind 9/11.
Well, I know,
and
you have a lot of...
that's why they're so, they're so desperate to cover everything up and lie about it.
I know you have a lot of gravitas, sir, so you like to be very careful what you say, but do you think a person of interest needs to be looked at as this Philip Zack person, or is he another red herring?
I really don't know much about Mr. Zack, just what I've read in the public record, but certainly at the top of everyone's list should be Mr. Patrick, who did this type of work for the CIA, and Ken Allebeck, who did this type of work for the Soviet Union. Indeed, Allebeck has made statements in the public that are inconsistent and simply not true. Allebeck was brought over here by the CIA, so he's on their payroll, and Patrick was on the payroll. So I would, certainly identify them as the top of the
list.
That's
right. Allebeck wrote about and was over a accidental release, remember, in the Soviet Union on that... was it the Kamchatka Peninsula?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, Sverdlovsk, which is in central Russia. But
what was the other one?
You have to understand that it's just not Fort Detrick here that could have done this. The culture, from what I can see, came from Fort Detrick. But again, assuming any of this information coming out is correct, 25% of it came from Fort Detrick, and 75% of it came from the Dugway Proving Ground, run by the Army, mm-hmm. and with the CIA and Battelle working there. So my guess is that the culture itself came from Fort Detrick, and then it was shipped out to Dugway to be weaponized. That is to turn it into a trillion spores per gram, the aerosolization, the adding it on the silica covering, which involved nanotechnology, and then the electrostatic charges.
How ridiculous is it?
I believe it was weaponized at Dugway. I don't believe it was weaponized at Fort Detrick per se.
How ridiculous is it for them to?
So we have a team of people here working on this. It's not simply a question of one or two or three people.
And that's why we have all these big top bioweapon scientists saying, you're claiming that Ivins was able to make this in his basement, that he was able to get something and then weaponize it. You know, they're saying that's ridiculous because they know what it takes, don't they?
Sure, it's completely preposterous. Even Mr. Spurzel, who used to head up Fort Detrick, said it can't be done. So, I think most of these scientists involved in the investigation, like me, probably assume the FBI was dealing with them in good faith, but that simply isn't the case. No.
Has this changed your view of the world, you know, working on this case, seeing this and seeing how the federal government's been behaving?
No, not really. I'm 58 years old. I've seen, going back to the Kennedy assassination, the two Kennedy assassinations, and the King assassination. This doesn't surprise me at all.
I was just saying, because you said that you thought the FBI would do something, but I guess you weren't thinking they were involved. We're going to skip this break, too, with our guest. We'll be back in the final segment. The only place to listen to the Behind the Scenes is the InfoWars.com stream. You got to go over to the site and click on that stream.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Dr. Francis Boyle has a book out on the anthrax attacks, a scholarly detailed book that everyone needs to get and get out to their friends and family. This is life and death. We don't expose these people. They're going to use terror attacks to completely overthrow the country and have a continuity of government system that even dominates Congress. Hell, Bush has even taken authority away from Homeland Security to himself. It's unprecedented dark times, and I don't take pleasure fighting these people. I know. I mean, it is. I don't even have fear. I just know, man, this is serious. I don't like messing with these people, but I have to. You can't give in to them. And, Dr. Boyle, we just commend you. The old 5,000-year-old system of sacrificing pawns, going back to, you know, being invented in India. Generals will sacrifice 1,000, 10,000, 20,000 troops to draw an enemy in over a ridge, thinking it's a larger force to then have their army behind the hill crush them, knowing it's going to kill their own force. In archery training, it's not just in the movie Braveheart, but it's historical cases of where different armies in Japan, in Europe proper, in Africa, you know, would the Egyptians would fire on their own troops to kill some of the other troops. That's an idea. Collateral damage. And it's nothing to the war planners running our country for the big banks to mail out some anthrax and kill some people. It's nothing for them to kill kids now, to kill 1.2 million Iraqis, as I said. And we better realize that what's done to the Iraqis will be done to us. You reap what you sow. Dr. Boyle, can you speak to that idea and then plug your book?
Well, sure. I went to the University of Chicago with all these neoconservatives. Wolfowitz was there, Chalabi, Khalilzad, Chomsky, all the rest of them. They were getting their PhDs, and I was getting my undergraduate degree, later got my PhD from Harvard. I went through the exact same program that produced all these neocons, the political science department, Leo Strauss, the godfather of the neocons. His mentor and sponsor in Germany was Professor Carl Schmitt, who went on to become the most notorious Nazi law professor of that benighted era and justified every hideous atrocity the Nazis inflicted on anyone, including the Jews.
And now his grandchildren are Alberto Gonzalez and the current Attorney General Mukasey and John Yoo.
That's correct. That we have to understand, Alex, that and they tried to train me to become one of these people. And
don't you have the special PhD? They only give one a year from Harvard. Don't you have the Kissinger PhD?
Yeah, I went through the same program that Kissinger did. Indeed, at the Center for International Affairs, they gave me Kissinger's old office. His file cabinets were sitting there when I moved in. But the point is, we have to understand these neoconservatives, then, are in fact neo-Nazis. And this is a neo-Nazi mentality that has taken over our government. And these are the people making these decisions. And that then gets back to why they have no problem unleashing an anthrax attack on the American people in Congress. Indeed, they're anti-democratic.
Professor Boyle, I can go into overdrive on this radio show, but I don't want to keep you. The show's over in 1 minute, but I want to extend the show for 10 minutes, commercial-free, just for the Internet streams, but that's hundreds of thousands listening on the Internet and tens of thousands later spread out on video. Can you do 10 more minutes right now just so you can finish this statement?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go into overdrive. I want to thank the Genesis Network and all the affiliates. If you go to Infowars.com, only on those audio streams, and PrisonPlanet.tv on the video, we're going to continue with an addendum, not just the anthrax attacks, but who they are, the mindset that allows them to engage in this type of behavior. And so, again, you need to go to one place, Infowars.com to click on those streams right now with Dr. Boyle. Don't forget my new film, Fabled Enemies, that I produced, that Jason Burmes has directed. You can pre-order it now. It comes out in 10 days. Infowars.com as well. Great job, everybody. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
Door. 7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got 5 minutes left. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, very thankful for him joining us today with his analysis of what's happening. In closing, Dr. Roberts, two final questions. A, why are the neocons, Fife and all of these guys, Crystal, running around saying, you know, encircle of Russia? Cheney called him and said there will be a response to this and basically threatened their president Sunday. That was in the Associated Press. His quotes were incredibly incendiary. They've launched a sneak attack on him, and now they're acting like Russia caused all this. It does look like they're delusional and engaged in megalomania with all these little stunted nobodies who've never even been in the military wanting to flex their muscles. A, and then B, where do you see this going now? How do you think this worked out for the U.S., NATO versus Russia?
Well, I think probably we've scared our NATO allies to death if we're actually issuing these kinds of threats to a nuclear power who hasn't done anything except try to get along with us. So it may be, unless we have actually purchased and blackmailed all the leaders of the European countries, it may mean that they don't want to be in NATO. It's too dangerous because it's run by insane people in Washington. That could be one fallout. The other fallout, well, it'll have to certainly wake up the Russians that trying to get along with us and cooperate with us, it just means they get stabbed in the back repeatedly. And so I would imagine we'll see a more aggressive stance on the part of the Russians. And since all of our European NATO allies are dependent on Russia for natural gas, they've got probably as much leverage over our allies as we do through blackmail and illegal payments to foreign, to European leaders. So I think that because they are insane, the neoconservatives and Cheney, and because Bush is an imbecile, like Pravda says, an imbecile, we are in risk of enormous, horrendous events that could essentially end life on Earth. I think that
you call it the reign of the cockroach.
That's right. That's what I called it when I wrote about it some time back. And I think that the American people have been, you know, just completely irresponsible, and they've let this criminal regime get in office and stay there for essentially 8 years, run roughshod over their rights, their liberties, the Constitution, and other countries. I mean, Bush has destroyed Iraq and Afghanistan, the infrastructures, everything.
Well, I was in a...
huge numbers of people. The man is... these are the greatest crimes the world has seen. It's an amazing criminal regime. And every time they open their mouth, they lie. We now have all the evidence of the lies everywhere. So I think they seem to be determined to propel us into some sort of major conflict.
Well, it's like PNAC said, we have the power, we're going to use it.
Yeah, but, you know, and like you and I think agree, the estimates of the power they have is greatly exaggerated. The United States just doesn't have the power that these people think it's got.
Except for nukes, which they're menacing everyone with.
Yeah, but the Russians have nukes. The Chinese have nukes.
I know, it's insane.
Pakistanis have nukes. what you have told me on this program about these behaviors is really frightening. If this is actually what our so-called leaders are doing and saying, they're clearly insane.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly insane.
They've all been saying it. Well, as this develops, we'll talk to you again, Dr. Roberts. Thank you for all your time.
All right, Alex. Good luck to you.
You too, my friend. Say hi to your family. Okay, we'll be right back with Webster, Griffin, Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. My new film, Truth Rising, is now available on DVD.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Contact loved ones in
or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy.
Now, in England and many areas of the U.S., they do not allow more than groups of 2 to 3 people to gather. Martial law is incrementally being put into place. Most of your local departments have been covertly federalized. Your police have been corrupted. Your police chiefs have been covertly paid off. A few have gone public and talked about the attempted bribery by CIA, Army, Delta Force. And I just wanted to briefly play the first part of the CNN piece again, where in a town, and guaranteed it is federal, folks. This is where they're getting the ideas, where they're getting the training. Oh, there's been a few shootings, so don't leave your house even during the day. Don't even be in your yard. Forget what Jellaby Opera joked about, you know, 15 years ago about don't leave your subdivision sectors. No. And, of course, under Homeland Security, it is Neighborhood Watch spying on you, watching you. So here it is.
Because of all the recent crime in Helena, West Helena, we're talking about robberies, home invasions, loitering, shootings, the mayor of Helena, West Helena has decided to impose a curfew, but only in certain areas, and that applies for everyone, no matter the age and no matter the time. If you're caught violating curfew, there's a chance you could wind up behind bars.
We're afraid that somebody's going to get seriously hurt by what's going on. This curfew is for all people. Everybody is subject to stop an investigation. It's almost akin to martial law.
And that's exactly what some are calling it. For now, 2nd Street and several streets surrounding it will look just like this. And if you're caught outside without a good enough excuse,
it's zero tolerance. They're going to jail.
An idea that's fined by Martha Coleman.
You never know where a bullet is going to go.
All right, there we go. Stop it there. Now, where a bullet's going to go, like these magic bullets are flying around, like the Kennedy assassination. And I looked it up. There's been a couple of murders the last few months there. It's drug dealers shooting each other. The government ships in the drugs to create the crisis to begin with. And they will selectively, day or night, decide if you're allowed to be out or you'll be taken into the FEMA camp. And they train your children going back for a decade how to load on the bus during a FEMA drill. They don't tell the parents about it. They make them defecate, staying in the classroom for 8 hours in trash cans in front of everyone. No lunch is given to them under federal grants to, quote, teach them what martial law is like. In 1998, Swansboro happened up there. It also happened in the Hobbs Middle School in Pensacola. That happened in 98. The Marines came in and said, put the kids up against the wall with guns, wouldn't let them have food all day, and said, the federal government wants you to know what martial law is like. And I've got those articles. I, of course, covered that back in 1998. This is going on everywhere, and it's incrementally training you how to live in a total police state. I was asked by an Austin police officer what I was doing in the mall yesterday. He walked over and said, Alex, what are you doing? What are you doing here? Are you supposed to be on the radio? And I thought he was joking. I smiled at him. He kind of looked at me like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm buying a pair of sunglasses. So that's America, ladies and gentlemen. That's what things have turned into in this country. And they've built the FEMA emergency management centers, the fusion centers, the local emergency centers are really federal, moving the National Guard into them. This is in the last decade plus, a long covert operation. Doesn't matter what administration's in. This, they use the neocons as fronts. There's a darker military-industrial complex owned by the private banks above us. For the next hour and 45 minutes, we're joined by Webster Griffin Tarbley. I wanted to get his take on what happened in Russia and Georgia. I wanted to get his analysis of the ongoing political campaign. Now that it looks like Hillary's going to be the running mate of Barack Obama. How can that be? The woman in shining armor with the evil Barack Obama. It's all staged, folks. And I also want to get his take on the martial law. In fact, let's talk about this gearing up into the police state, this martial law being incrementally accelerated and ratcheted up here in the U.S. Webster, good to have you on.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
You bet. I should have. We're also carrying your new book, Obama, the Postmodern Coup. We have a few left. The first edition is almost sold out. The second is about to come out, but we have it available at InfoWars.com. Webster, first, what you heard, CNN, you know, it's not just the point of the martial law in the town, but the fact that they're just announcing it like it's a good thing and normal on national news.
I would recommend that we supplement awareness of everything that you've said, which, of course, is real and valid, with another dimension, which is not the top-down police state, dictatorial, totalitarian dimension, but the fascist dimension. And this is fundamentally different. This is a grassroots, anti-authoritarian movement of goons, thugs, hooligans, and fervently idealistic students, a lot of them left liberals, lemmings, zombies, Kool-Aid drinkers, Manson cultists, Hare Krishnas, whatever you want to call it. That is the Obama campaign. The history of fascism indicates that a point is reached where the army, well, first of all, where the police are not enough to quell a mass upsurge. The army cannot be relied on because the history of rulers is that you send in a division and it goes over to the revolutionary side.
And you've got to bring in the youth brigades. You've got to give the petty masses petty power. And that's exactly, but my point is that we can blame this on Obama. And I'm not saying he's good, Webster. The point is, going back at least 25 years, they've had a slow creep into getting citizens involved in the tattletale squads, into the enforcement squads. Now they're co-opting the environmental movement to be their enforcement squads. So you're absolutely right. My point is, you're saying Obama, and I agree, he's the figurehead for a very virulent form of this, but you know, going back to George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, they've been setting up, McCain's called for youth brigades now. Go ahead.
I would just say that Obama is, if you look at the political landscape, there's only one political figure with a mass-based fascist movement, and that's Obama. McCain doesn't have one. Bush doesn't have one. It's a joke. Clinton doesn't have one. No other Democrat has one. I've just spent the weekend at the PUMA convention here in Washington, D.C. This is the anti-Obama Democrats, and I think this is an extremely useful thing to fight Obama up to the time of the convention, to try to stop him at the convention, and if he gets the Democratic nomination, then to defeat him. I think it's a real distinction. History shows that there's a huge difference between just another bourgeois politician, no matter how bellicose, no matter how oppressive, no matter how corrupt, and something that gets you into fascism. With Obama, you've got something like a Green Corps. You've got a Homeland Security Corps, and you've got Al Gore's famous Green Army. So the difference is, one way the FBI comes and harasses you, or the kinds of things you were talking about. The other side is a gang of goons and thugs come and burn you out and kill you or lynch you or whatever it is. And the idea is that the police state gets popular cover, anti-authoritarian or even left or radical cover, out of the fact that you've got these Obama bots that are in action. I heard stories from people who had been in the Texas Democratic caucuses, as well as the Iowa ones. The way that Obama won those caucuses is with intimidation, with threats, with locking the doors, with pushing people, beating them up in some cases, threatening to beat them up. And when you go to the Internet, people who have been blogging against Obama report that they are getting massive cyber warfare, denial of service attacks, attempts to overwhelm their cell phones, and so on down the line.
And then in Germany, they ordered the Germans to not allow any signs, pro or con, and the police did beat up people with signs and under Obama's orders.
Yes, right. And this is just amazing. So I would say you basically have two classes of politicians. You have the old style ones, however bad they are. Of course, they're very bad, as you're pointing out. But the Bushes, the McCains, the Clintons. That's one thing. That's bad enough. But then when you get into the area of this scurrilous, gutter snipe, thug, goon, and fervently idealistic student, swarming adolescent, rent-a-mob, dupe-a-mob, then you've crossed the qualitative dividing line. The people who lived in Italy in 1922 or Germany in 1933 kept saying, gee, we thought we were under fascism, but now we realize we weren't, and now we are, and this has been a tremendous deterioration, and now it's too late to roll it back. Because the genius of fascism, of course, is that it goes out and destroys the institutions that might resist the things that you're talking about. So far, not that many institutions have been crushed by the measures that you're talking about. But with Obama and the Green Corps, that will begin.
Well, Webster, I have to say, the mainstream media, the corporates have been behind him. So that's the big strike against him. And you are right in saying that he's the only one that gives any support to the government and the corrupt system. And I've heard mainstream pundits say that we need Obama to bring people back into government, back into trusting the state, into infusing it with new blood. And so he would give a new lease on life to the New World Order.
They also say that right now they complain. Andrew Sullivan complained in the Atlantic magazine last December in an issue with Obama on the cover that we can't have any false flags because nobody believes Bush. And if Bush tries a false flag, they'll think he's lying or that he did it himself. We need Obama to refresh the credibility of false flags so we can have new ones.
And then the White House said that Obama will be tested by, quote, an attack. Then he can pose as a savior when we're hit by a nuke or a bioweapon and then be our new dictator. And after all, he's black, so blacks can do no wrong. Everything's going to be fine. Webster Tarpley.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's unveilingthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Webster, let's keep going with Obama. I want to break down what elite is behind him, but I really want to get your expertise because you know a lot about Eastern Europe, Central Asia, the Caucasus, but what we just saw in the last 5 days with the sneak attack by the Georgians, backed by NATO, the U.S., and the Israelis against the Russians and what's unfolding there. But continue with Barack Obama accelerating towards the convention where Hillary is scheduled to be his running mate.
I really doubt she'll be his running mate. I don't see much indication of that.
Bill Clinton is going to be introducing the VP?
Well, I don't believe so. I think there's a profound hatred by the Wall Street groups themselves of Mrs. Clinton because they've put all their money into Obama. It's about a third of $1 billion so far, and they've been stabbing Clinton in the back. Clinton, up until about December, had seemed to be the candidate of Wall Street, but that turned out not to be the case. So what you've got now is the Rockefeller, Soros, Bilderberg, Trilateral, Rand Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, Chicago School foundations under the guise of the Ford Foundation. All of this aligning. You can hear the foundations, by the way, on National Public Radio. If you want to know what the foundations think, we have foundation-funded oligarch radio, NPR and PBS on the TV, right? Whatever Bill Moyers does, he's the spokesman for this huge power of the family fundi that are now ensconced in the foundations. So
you're saying Bill Moyers is bad?
Yes, absolutely. He was the spokesman for Johnson. He was selling the Vietnam War back then. And he is, I think, one of the leading operatives of this foundation universe, which is what has produced Obama. Obama is a racist provocateur, a race baiter or race monger, or I would say poverty pimp. When Obama says he was a community organizer, what in the world does that mean? A community organizer for the Gamaliel Foundation, which is funded by the Ford Foundation using Alinsky doctrines. What does that mean? It means that he's a counterinsurgent. He's a wrecker. He's a police agent sent into those communities to fragment them, to pit one group against another.
Well, I agree. Look at what the Great Society did. It basically destroyed. You had black illegitimacy at 10%. Now it's over 90%. It's totally wrecked those communities, and we know, going back to Margaret Sanger with the letters to the Colgates and others saying we've got to hire blacks to go in so we can sterilize them and kill them. These black weeds only trust other blacks, so we've got to create a cadre of foundation blacks that serve us.
Yeah, this is a factor. I would, however, point to the great turning point in the United States history. The great U-turn is under Carter, and Carter, of course, is a trilateral puppet, selected by Brzezinski personally, approved by David Rockefeller, a similar operation to what we have today. Jimmy Hu comes out of nowhere.
Why did they destroy him then? I mean, I don't think Carter himself's bad.
Carter is bad, yes. Carter, look at those speeches. Go back and look at the Malaise speech. Go back and look at Carter's rage at the American people saying the energy crisis is real and you better believe it. Now, this is also very interesting in terms of trilateral mentality. Carter's famous Malaise speech the crisis of spirit of July 1979, is essentially an incompetent, failed president blaming the American people for the fact that we have an incompetent ruling elite. The Wall Street ruling class is incompetent. They are incapable of governing. They have destroyed the greatest economic power in the world, and this is precisely the point. Under Carter, you have Brzezinski running this lunatic, adventurist, anti-Soviet, pro-Islamic fundamentalist foreign policy featuring Khomeini. That's one side. The other side, of course, is Paul Adolf Volcker at the Federal Reserve with a 22% prime rate, the highest in American history, at least recent history. And, of course, for most of us, 22% is the prime rate. We don't get that. We get 30% or 35%. And this is, of course, when the racket of credit card usury began. And it is when the United States began to deindustrialize. The factories that could not be destroyed by Hitler, Mussolini, Tojo, Stalin, and Mao were destroyed by Volcker.
Yeah, it's the neoliberal deindustrialization for control of the population, neo-serfdom.
And the idea of a low-wage economy, union-busting, the labor movement in full retreat.
But all covered with an envelope, all covered with an envelope of liberalism.
And left cover. This is exactly it. Under environmentalism, the limits of growth, the era of scarcity, and of course, in foreign policy, human rights and humanitarian concerns.
Webster, stay there. I totally agree with you on the analysis, and we want to get all your perspectives on it. Let's explain to people this whole Malthusian, social Darwinistic world system and how it controls both the left and the right, and break that down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We
we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us, Webster Griffin Tarpley wrote the unauthorized biography, the first big one, back in the early 1990s, about George Herbert Walker Bush. He, of course, wrote Synthetic Terror, and they carried out the 9/11 attacks, government inside job, black op contractor job, and, of course, he's got the new Barack Obama, the postmodern coup, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, Webster, I'm going to turn the mic off here and give you the floor. I want to, I think we should start at the beginning here about where this New World Order comes from, who they really are, so people don't get confused by all the left cover, right cover, to bring us up to today with Barack Obama, who I agree with you is probably the biggest threat to liberty, only because of the figurehead and the cover he gives them, not that he actually runs anything, or not that I'm saying McCain's a good guy. So start at the beginning if you can.
And because of the fascist mass movement, or again, reasonable facsimile of a fascist mass movement, which Obama has been able to mobilize, and no other. This is the qualitative distinction. This is why Obama is far and away the worst possible outcome and needs to be opposed in any possible way. I wouldn't call it the New World Order. I call it Anglo-American World Empire, U.S.-British world domination. This is what it is. There are, of course...
But a rose is a rose by any other name, Webster. I hate to interrupt here.
No, but
I mean, that's what they call it.
It's
branded as that. So, yes, World Empire, run by the Anglo-American power axis, is the proper term. But, I mean, New World Order is what it's known as.
Well, again, let me call it Anglo-American World Empire, because I think it gets the idea. There are, of course, others that are allied with it. The European Union, the Eurogarchs, are largely submissive to this. Russia is not submissive. I think it makes no sense at all to say Putin and Medvedev now are figures of the New World Order. They are not. They are opponents, as much as they can be, of this Anglo-American World Empire. China is in a somewhat more ambiguous position in terms of what you see, but we have reliable reports that underneath it, the Chinese are even more hostile to the continued Anglo-American world domination, and they're biding their time. So I regard these two countries as allies. I welcome the existence of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which has posed a counterweight to the U.S. and the British. I would say without Putin, we would have had a police state here already, because it is the existence of this international opposition that prevents the Wall Street group from imposing what they want here. The problem you have right now, the strategic constellation that Obama comes out of, is that we've had the incompetent and disastrous administration of Bush, Cheney, and the neocons. Now, Their approach is the world is focused on the Middle East. Everything revolves around Israel. You've got to destroy the leading Arab state. You've got to destroy the leading Islamic state, I guess Iraq and Iran. You've got to go into Afghanistan primarily on an anti-Islamic mission. There's a Brzezinski would say, do go there, but not for that. And therefore, this has been played out now under the bankrupt and idiotic mythology of 9/11, which you've done so much to expose, and some of the rest of us have also tried to do this. The thing is, you're getting to the point of diminishing returns with that. It is simply impossible to keep going with the 9/11, Islamofascism, Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, war on terror. There's even this report from the RAND Corporation, where Brzezinski is a bigwig, saying that the war on terror is now counterproductive. Forget this. You need something new. Now, it's an interesting case. Normally, when people talk about the Hegelian dialectic in politics, I think this is much overstated. The British are really not students of Hegel. They're students of the Venetians. It's very crude, divide and conquer. But now, with Brzezinski, there is a Hegelian element. Brzezinski is the student of a guy called Carl Friedrich, who was a professor trained in Germany. He wrote a book about the 17th century, the age of the Baroque, and with Brzezinski co-authored some books about totalitarianism, targeting, of course, the Soviets, anti-Russian. He is a student of Alfred Weber. So Alfred Weber is the younger brother of Max Weber, the German sociologist around, you know, from about 1890 to 1920. He was extremely influential. The guy wrote books about the Protestant ethic and all kinds of other things. In Alfred Weber, there is a strong Hegelian philosophy of history element. So the idea simply is, you cannot be Johnny One Note. You cannot do your operations always under right-wing, militaristic, top-down cover. You've got to modulate that, and we're now in the middle of a modulation. Carter was a similar phase. Carter dropped the usual Cold War stuff, but he continued it in a more ferocious form under the guise of human rights, humanitarianism, and interfering in the internal affairs of countries. Carter was also on a worldwide vendetta to shut down peaceful nuclear energy development, but under left cover, not saying we want you to be puppets of our empire, but saying we don't like nuclear energy. So when we reach a point by about 2006, 2007, where the Anglo-American ruling class says, Bush and Cheney are crazy, the neocons are bankrupt, we're not getting anywhere. We cannot have the U.S., the British, and the Israelis at war with the world forever. It doesn't work. We're too bankrupt. We're too isolated. Our armies are defeated and demoralized. Our populations are extremely restive. We've got a possible mass upsurge around impeachment and anti-Bush, anti-Cheney, end the war, and all this. So basically they say, let's repeat the Carter operation. They had been grooming Obama, in my view, since about 1981 to 1983, when Obama and Brzezinski were together on the campus of Columbia University, Morningside Heights in Manhattan, and recruited him, as far as I can see. I would hope that that Obama would comment on this if he doesn't like this particular view of his background. But he's one of a series of controlled assets. Deval Patrick of Massachusetts, who spouts the self-same rhetoric, is another one. And there are undoubtedly other options, not all black, to be sure. Others, southern governors or, northern gritty populists or whatever, but all controlled by this trilateral commission. So now the idea is they're basically twofold. If you're going to continue Anglo-American world domination, the U.S.-U.K. world empire, you've got to deal with the fact that you've got this Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Russia-China. Russia, of course, the greatest military power and a tremendous energy power. The Chinese, the greatest demographic power in terms of people and the highest rates of economic development. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a magnet. It's the counterpole. Anybody who doesn't like the Anglo-Americans, for example, especially in Africa. If you're an African state, you have the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank trying to crush you, destroy you, loot you. The Chinese come along and say, let's make deals 50-50. It's not humanitarianism, but it's business, and it's much better to have an alternative, right, as it was possible during the Cold War. So Brzezinski basically says, we've got to crush Russia and China. How do you do that? Well, it goes like this. First, kick the Chinese out of Africa. That's why you've got the U.S. African Command. You've got the destabilization of Kenya by Obama's cousin, Odinga, who is the, I call him the killer Luo. He's the necklacer of Kenya. The Luos, by the way, with the Luos, it's a little bit like the Kurds. You can destabilize Kenya, Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, and Congo. You can destabilize five countries using these Luos that Obama happens to represent. So you've got to kick the Chinese out. The interest in Zimbabwe is, of course, that's where the Chinese get their minerals. So the U.S. and the British say, oh, it's a humanitarian emergency. Mugabe is a bad man. Let's get rid of him. Real reason, Chinese minerals. Sudan, the best example, the biggest country in Africa, that's about 7% of the Chinese oil. Therefore, the Anglo-Americans gin up this Darfur crisis, which is real, but not created by the Sudanese government. It's partly a feature of the world oil price and, you know, starvation and so forth going on there. That the first phase, therefore, is try to destroy every Chinese ally you can in Africa, kick the Chinese out, cut off the oil and the minerals, destroy places like Burma, Chinese ally, and destroy Pakistan. Carve Pakistan into 4 to 5 pieces. Even though the current government of Pakistan is Anglo-American puppets, the conducting of the Afghan war is now only targeting, really, Pakistan, bombing Pakistan, humiliating the government, and preparing the breakup of that country. Why? It is a natural ally of China against India, always has been, and its important commercial partner. The end game is, once you've got China stripped of allies and isolated, Brzezinski says to the Chinese, look, you want oil, you want minerals, go and get them in Siberia. Go to war with Russia, invade Siberia, and you can get everything you want. Siberia has lots of minerals, lots of oil, very few Russians. Let's have World War III. Now, it means, therefore, play China against Russia, destroy them both, get rid of them both, and the U.S. and the British can have another 100 years of world domination. This is exactly the same project we had with Lady Astor, Lord Astor, the Clivedon Set in Britain.
It's the great game of divide and conquer, simply put.
Lord Lothian, Lord Halifax, Lord Brand, Prescott Bush, John Foster Dulles, Lord Montague Norman of the Bank of England, Sir Henry Dieterding of Royal Dutch Shell, and they basically said, we'll call this appeasement, but it's not appeasement, it's war. Let's build up Hitler, and we'll point him east. We'll encourage him to go east.
And that's all on record with Lord Milner and the Milner Group and the rest
absolutely.
Of them.
That's exactly it. The Milner Group is the Clivedon Set. That's a different name for it in the later phase. And this Carol Quigley and many others, right?
A historian for the British Roundtable Group.
Yeah, but he, you know, he does tell you the story, and he presents it as bad because, of course, it didn't work. So their idea is play Hitler against Stalin and get rid of both of them that way, and we can have another 100 years of the British Empire. Now, it didn't work because, of course, you get Hitler making the Hitler-Stalin Pact and then turning west and destroying the French and the Scandinavians and the Low Countries and so forth, and the British get themselves into a fix. They're going to be destroyed unless the U.S. comes to save them. So that's one of the reasons that Winston Churchill was the main beneficiary of Pearl Harbor, and I believe did the most to make sure that this was a surprise attack.
Yeah, but then you see, Tarbley, I agree with all this analysis, but then you throw in that Roosevelt was a good guy when we know he put in the oil embargoes. And
against fascism,
well, let me just
absolutely.
Say something. Well, I mean, let me just throw this out, though, and then get your take on it. You have Roosevelt putting the oil embargo on the Japanese.
Right.
You have Roosevelt intensifying military action through the groups they'd set up after the Boxer Rebellion into the Flying Tigers to engage militarily the Japanese U.S.-trained forces and even U.S. pilots, quote, as contractors, start engaging and start shooting down Japanese bombers, Japanese officers. They start attacking Japanese airfields. So for those who don't know, the U.S. through basically the Halliburton or the Blackwater of the day attacked in southern China and in surrounding areas, Japanese forces. Then, of course, a week before they get the codes, they know they're about to launch the attack.
British know. Wait a minute. The British know. The U.S. does not know. This is the point. The British have the Japanese...
Oh, really? Is that why the four submarines attacked Pearl Harbor and they were ordered to still stand down?
The Japanese naval code, JN-28, has been broken by the British.
Mm-hmm.
The purple code, the diplomatic code had been broken by the U.S. So the U.S. knew an attack was probably imminent, but not where or when.
The Honolulu Advertiser, Webster, ran a headline a week before saying the Japanese will attack Pearl Harbor on December 7th.
Yeah, and that's
our military didn't know though. Look, here's the problem, Tarpley.
I wonder why the commanders didn't send out some picket boats, some trawlers. Listen,
stop. Just for a second, Tarpley. I know you're a great historian, smart guy. That's why we have you here. It's why I sell your books. I like you, but I'm really trying to get down to fundamentals here because you have this historical perspective that Roosevelt's a great guy, and we do have on one end the Bush Nazi Milner angle trying to overthrow him as they brought Hitler to power right around the same time in 35-36 here in the United States. So there's truth to what you're saying, but there's a subtler, just like you said, left cover. The same interests were also hedging their bets with Roosevelt, and so this whole thing about Roosevelt being a good guy, I just don't buy into.
Remember that the relation of the Morgan Group to Roosevelt is that they tried to kill him in Miami before he was inaugurated. They tried to organize a coup against him in the form of the Morgan coup, the Mussolini-style march on Washington, the Smedley-Butler revelations and so forth, the Dick Stein Committee. And, according to Elliot Roosevelt, the Churchill gang poisoned Roosevelt and killed him so that the British could launch the Cold War in the wake of this. Just on the Japanese question. The argument that you make depends on the idea that the Japanese are a benign power. The Japanese are
I'm not saying they're a benign power. Hold on. I'm not saying they're a benign power. I'm saying they were, but see, that's what brought the U.S. into the war. That's when I brought up Japan, was the British screaming for help, and now the U.S. comes in after the Pearl Harbor attack. I'm saying there was total coordination between the Anglo-American establishment, the British, and the U.S. government through Roosevelt, bringing the Imperial Japanese into that.
I recommend the book by Russ Bridger and Knave, which explains this question of the codes, that the British had broken the Japanese naval code, but did not share the details of where the attack would come.
Well, that's admitted.
But the British, therefore, the other problem is, the people who were controlling the intelligence were Stimson of Wall Street and of the invisible government, and Marshall, similarly. The question is, they cut off intelligence to Roosevelt. It's not that Roosevelt didn't give the Navy the intelligence. This is crazy. It is that the commanders, and above all this, there's a guy called Admiral Richmond K. Turner in the Navy Department, who is the marplot, the inside operative in all this. He is the one who withholds
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Webster Tarpley, author, is our guest, author of the new book, Barack Obama, Postmodern Coup, available at Infowars.com. His historical analysis is spot on. I agree with him. I trust but verify. I just disagree, Webster, with your analysis. It's all rancid. They're all bad. Hillary's bad. John McCain's bad. I know you know that. But saying that we have to throw support in behind Hillary or then McCain later, which is the same thing that so many others are saying, I just can't do it. I can't support the false paradigm of the left-right or any of these people. And if fascism's to come, let Barack Obama and his greeny meanies bring it. Let them try to come burn me out. We got guns in this country. And, you know, maybe that's what we need is to go ahead. You know, worse is better. Bring this thing to a head. What do you expect to see the way the lay of the land is right now? Let's hear some predictions from Webster Tarpley.
I say that one of the obvious things built into an Obama presidency is the possibility of domestic civil war coming through a number of scenarios. I would just say I have a great-grandfather who fought at Gettysburg in the Valley of Death there by the Devil's Den and Little Round Top in the 11th United States Regulars of the Sykes 5th Corps, 2nd Division. Civil war is the worst possible outcome. Nothing but nothing is worse than civil war. And I think that's the problem.
No, the CPS taking people's children and putting sodium fluoride in the water. We're all under total war. You know about the eugenicist, Webster. You're an expert on that.
Yeah, sure. But again, I think
really?
You know, there are peaceful ways out of this.
Well, and I want a peaceful way out of this, too.
The method that I recommend is to build a mass movement through mobilization. And mobilization has to involve the choice of intermediate goals. In other words, things that people can do. Right now, it is to stop Obama. And that means, practically speaking, blocking with other forces that might oppose Obama. And again, this is based on the history of Italy, 1922, 1933. For example, in the German case, you had a lot of people saying, why don't the communists and the social democrats form a bloc and stop Hitler? For many reasons, they didn't do it. They had all good reasons. They said the other side is really bad and really corrupt and really awful. And then once Hitler came to power, they kept saying, well, I wish we had done it. But let me just continue the thing I was trying to do about the world situation. Part of it is now this question of attempting to repeat the maneuver of the appeasers, right, the Neville Chamberlain policy, which was not appeasement, but war. In other words, when Obama says he wants to negotiate with Iran, he wants to use Iran exactly the same way that Brzezinski is now using Georgia. In other words, play Iran against the Russians. That's his future for Iran. Brzezinski says, why should I attack them? I can use them to attack the Russians and get rid of all of them that way. And ultimately, the crowning achievement is China against Russia, except it won't work. The other side now,
Iran's getting along with Russia.
Who?
Iran has been getting along with Russia.
Look, if you know any Iranians, ask them the following question. What country is most hated in Iran? And every time I've asked this question, which I ask habitually, it's always Russia. Russia, remember, occupied northern Iran during World War II as part of the Lend-Lease program. There was a military corridor going through Iran. The British occupied the south, the Soviets the north. Now, the Soviets behaved badly. They were very angry about Hitler and so forth. And
no, the Soviets did bad things.
Yeah,
they were sweet.
Badly. And the residue of that is a hatred that Brzezinski thinks he can build on. And he
you got Russians in there with the Chinese building the reactors. I don't know. All right, well, I know they think that, Webster. It's just all delusional. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, there's so many subjects I want to talk with Webster Tarpley about. Very thought-provoking discussions. We're going to just keep for two more hours. He's agreed to do that. We appreciate that. Author of Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, available at Infowars.com. We're going to open the phones up in the final hour today. For the next hour, I want to get his analysis, which he really is an expert on Eastern Europe, Central Asia, the Caucasus, Russia, the Middle East, Central Asia. I want to get about 30 minutes of analysis from him on that. And then I want to, he is one of the few people, the reason I really recognized him in my own research a decade ago, was he got into the eugenics, the driving force, the social Darwinism of the elite, their true propulsion system. So we'll talk with him the last 30 minutes of this hour and then open phones into the last hour. We'll take a lot of your calls coming up in about 58 minutes. But Webster, you wanted to finish up with the austerity movement, how they have the environmental movement, the austerity movement, the secret police system they're setting up, all of this massive decades-long planning coming to a head with the golden boy, literally, there to save us all and bring the left in for the final police state.
Yeah, we've talked now, I guess, about the foreign policy. In other words, this Brzezinski plan. In many world capitals, especially Moscow, especially Beijing, if you say Brzezinski plan, it's a plan, therefore, that has an end game. China reduced to warlords, 20 to 25 centers of power, as it was in the 1920s, and Russia also divided up, as it was during the Russian Civil War of 1919 to 1920, ultimately coming in with about 4 to 5 different states, different countries. So we had the Bernard Lewis plan for the Middle East, right? Carve Iraq 3 ways, Iran 6 ways, Lebanon several ways, Turkey 3 or 4 ways, Sudan at least 2 ways,
Syria.
Maybe more. But then to apply that to Russia and China. So that's one thing. Now, the other side is the domestic and the austerity. When you see Obama giving this speech in Oregon, when he had his outburst there, he said, "You're not going to be able to drive an SUV genocidal austerity, a further cut in the U.S. standard of living of 30, 40, 50%, as much as he can
imagine
do.
A government policy of not having a good standard of living, which has always been what the eugenicists have craved.
Absolutely. But now it's also complicated by the fact, we have this worldwide financial crisis. We have the death agony of the dollar as a reserve currency. We have banking panic going on. We had Countrywide, then we had Northern Rock, we had Bear Stearns. Now we've had IndyMac. We basically have banking failures every week. We've got hyperinflation, which you see in fuel, but also in food and many other areas. So you're heading towards an extreme world economic breakdown crisis, the end of the post-1945 era, as Soros himself says. So when Soros says this is what it is, what does he want? They've got to increase the looting pressure on the U.S. population to allow the bailout of J.P. Morgan Chase, the Soros interests, Goldman Sachs, and so forth. How do you do that, though? Bush and Cheney would come out and say, well, we're going to tax you for the war on terror, and that would lead to an explosion in their face. Obama will come and say, we're going to save the polar bears, we're going to save the planet, we're going to save the ice caps, we're going to have carbon tax, cap and trade on carbon, we're going to have a green tax, we're going to have a third world solidarity tax. The only problem with this is all the money goes to Rockefeller, Soros, and Goldman Sachs.
All right, Webster. When we get back, we will break this all down in detail and finish up the story you're breaking down for us, and then get into what's happened in Russia.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster, let's go through a detailed analysis from your perspective on what happened with the Georgian sneak attack last Thursday night into Friday morning on the eve of the Olympic Games on 888. The Russians moving nuclear weapons in and repulsing the Georgian/U.S.-British-Israeli attack. And what do you think this means geopolitically now, in the words of Lieutenant Colonel Sam Gardner, Air Force expert on these regions and that area, that region, and these type of weapon systems? So the Russians undoubtedly brought nukes into the area, and then that their stated default position is to nuke with tactical weapons any U.S. forces that attack them with precision-guided conventional munitions. And he called this the greatest military escalation in modern history since the Cuban Missile Crisis. The neocons have been running around on TV, Crystal and others, saying they want war with Russia. The New York Times called it the beginning of what could be World War III. The Russians reportedly stopped attacking last night, but then the Georgians started shooting back at them. That's their tactic. Attack, and then when the Russians attack, scream bloody murder and say that they're being attacked. And I did hear a lady in a story yesterday talking about, did you hear about the Russians attacking Georgia in the U.S.? You have a public completely dumbed down, not knowing which end is up. I mean, how does this all play together?
Well, I have tried to argue for the past 8 or 9 months. The situation in Washington, first of all, has fundamentally changed. The neocons are out. They have no power. We'll see why they're trying to get back on TV now. But the neocons have been broken as a faction. You've got, you know, Libby out, Rumsfeld out, Wolfowitz out at the World Bank. Lord Conrad Black, a top world neocon, is actually now in jail. You've got Ledeen under attack by the Rockefeller Committee for his activities with his old Iran-Contra network. So the thing that you're facing now, I would not call it neocon anymore. It's not the neocons. It is the Rockefeller Brzezinski Trilateral Bilderberg Group.
Okay, so that's who NATO and Israel are taking orders from. I'm sure you're aware that.
And that's who's running. That is who is running the U.S. government at this point. Bush and Cheney.
I understand that, Webster, but let me bring up this caveat. I mean, it's pretty darn neocon when you've got the military head of the Georgian military not even being Georgian, being an Israeli, and the foreign minister being an Israeli. Go ahead.
Yeah, the point of this now is that the neocons are essentially a group of stragglers and fugitives that are tending to attach themselves to the Brzezinski machine, trying to save themselves and maintain their positions and their careers in this new era. But notice, the emphasis, the epicenter of world confrontation has shifted radically out of the Middle East, out of the Persian Gulf,
into Russia,
and to the borders of Russia and also China. Because the other thing, what I was actually looking for to happen on 8808 was some kind of a terror stunt at the Beijing Olympics. This could still happen, which could also then heat up the world. And I would urge people to be aware of that, and we can maybe talk about that in a minute. The kinds of things that you're seeing now are typical, classic Brzezinski. Remember, Brzezinski says, you can't attack these countries yourself. If you want to destroy Venezuela, you can't attack them.
You use surrogates.
Play Colombia. You want to destroy Somalia? Stay out of there. Let Ethiopia go in. In this case, he's got a little Hitler. Saakashvili is a little Hitler created by Brzezinski. This process of the color revolutions, the so-called CIA.
Let me stop you. And we'll go back to how they finance the takeover there. But did you see the video of a plane flies overhead and he starts cowering and crying and then running, and then they cover him up with armored vests and he's like screaming like a little girl? I mean,
yeah.
I've never seen a leader act like that, an ultimate little coward, and he's wild-eyed and always lying. I mean, these people are nuts.
I would compare him in many ways to Obama, a megalomaniac drunk with power, indulging in illusions of infantile omnipotence. And really thinking, he probably, I believe that Brzezinski has played him. In other words, Brzezinski has promised him.
Yeah, he told him he'd win, not that
right.
It was really meant to bring Russia in and escalate things.
And not that he was, you don't tell your expendable pawns that they are expendable pawns on a kamikaze trip. You don't tell them that. You let them go ahead and think that they're coming back.
Now, a lot of analysts are saying, and it does seem to be true, that people see McCain as a stronger military leader, and that this Georgian-Russian crisis actually strengthens McCain's hand, why would Brzezinski do that?
Yeah, I think it may have happened too soon. The problem is when you're dealing with somebody as unstable as Saakashvili, he's also got to respond to his own internal conditions. One obvious fact, if you want to have an attack in that part of the world, you got to do it during the summer. You can't do it during the autumn when the rains come. So really, there are competing considerations. Our election is in November, but if they're going to attack this year, they've more or less got to do it now. There's a lot to be said about that. The principal idea, though, is that Georgia is the aggressor. They launched a genocidal sneak attack in the middle of the night with massive rocket attacks, air bombardment, and heavy artillery to kill the civilians of South Ossetia.
CNN and Fox now confirmed showed video of the Georgians attacking South Ossetia and the gorge over by Abkhazia,
right.
and then lied and said that was Russians doing it. I mean, this is unprecedented media lying.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest media hysteria. Well, you can compare it to 9/11 or the Iraq War or Obama. It's the same media that have been telling you Obama is the savior are now telling you that that Putin and Medvedev are the devils. The Russian response, of course, is then a powerful counterstroke, and they've got to destroy the Georgian second echelon, in other words, the second attack wave that would have come in there.
Yeah, the main forces that were built up to come in behind the shock troops. Now,
right.
now
and the military infrastructure all over the country.
The
let me just comment on this. This is largely built up by the U.S. With your tax dollars, this tin pot little Hitler, Saakashvili,
increased their defense budget by 30-plus times in 5 years. But I want to stop there because I want to go back, and then you can go forward. But I want to cover every point here and get your take, Webster. Dealing with this, do you think Brzezinski and the Anglo-American establishment and the neocon followers, and I agree with you, they're now, like the birdcage liner being removed, new ones being put in as a front for the oligarchs. Do you think they miscalculated, or is this what they expected?
I think they've miscalculated the timing. However, remember, on the McCain side, you've also got a tentacle of Brzezinski, and indeed also in the U.S. government. Ian Brzezinski is the other son. He has three kids. Mark Brzezinski, Clinton National Security Council, works for Obama. Mika Brzezinski, you see her every morning, this airhead with Scarborough on Morning Joe MSNBC. But then we have Ian Brzezinski, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Pentagon for NATO and Eastern Europe. He is undoubtedly one of the people who got this thing going, Ian Brzezinski. And, of course, he's also a top advisor to McCain. So in a certain way, between McCain and Brzezinski and Obama, you're going to get Brzezinski anyway. The difference, of course, is that with Obama as the face of imperialism, as we saw in Berlin, Obama basically says, I can get you the European troops and the European money that with McCain you can't get.
That's right. He can sell the suckers one more time.
Right. And he can get the Europeans to go and die in an apocalyptic war against Russia, whereas McCain's chances of doing that are inferior. Also, Obama's going to be a better strike breaker than McCain because he'll do it with left cover, and he can even use his goons, which even somebody like Clinton does not have. She does not have an army of goons in the way that Obama does.
But I want to continue with Obama, but let's get back into Russia. I mean, this was a very dangerous, reckless move by the oligarchs, by the New World Order, to do this.
Certainly, let's just look at the ways this could escalate into World War III. One obvious one is you've got these 2,000 Georgian troops that have gone into Iraq at the behest of the U.S., and they wanted to go back to Georgia. Now, I would say to them, fine, do it on your own power. But no, we've had C-17 U.S. Air Force transports ferrying them back. Now, this is a very unfriendly act towards the Russians. Putin has complained.
Just started 2 days ago, bringing them into a hot battle zone.
Right, and there, according to NBC News, there were contacts between the State Department and the Russian Foreign Ministry to avoid an incident. In other words, the Russians may say, well, we're going to shoot down these planes because those Georgian troops are going to start killing Russians and civilians as soon as they get here to the fighting front. That's one dimension. The other thing is it's difficult to know how many, at least 125 or maybe several hundred U.S. advisors are attached to the Georgian Defense Ministry to go with all of this hardware that the U.S. has been pouring in to Georgia, which the Russians, I hope, have now largely destroyed. But the possibility of some of those U.S. advisors getting killed and then a huge media spectacle around that has got to be factored in. Another point, the Black Sea. The Russians have put up a naval blockade on the Georgian ports in the Black Sea. Suppose the U.S., the British, the French, or the Ukrainian hotheads, also possible, or Romania, Bulgaria, we don't know. Those are now NATO states, right? Poland and the Balkans are basically in NATO. If they try to run the blockade, break the Russian blockade and deliver ammunition and or even humanitarian, they would say, what really ammunition, I'm sure, then that could lead to an international incident.
A Lusitanian-type deal or Gulf of Tonkin.
It would be, a Cuban missile crisis in reverse, because the Russians would be there with a picket line, and if you don't stop and you don't submit to a search, they're gonna blow you up. Now, here's the most dangerous. Not only is Saakashvili and this Georgian regime the product of people power coup, color revolution, in this case it's the Roses Revolution, run by Brzezinski, financed by Soros, National Endowment for Democracy. Call this the left CIA. This is something you haven't seen that much. Well, you've seen it, but it hasn't been prominent internally. If you go to Ukraine, the group in Kiev, Yushchenko and Timoshenko, the ice princess, right? This blonde with her braided blonde hair. She's a kleptocrat. She's a NATO agent and a kleptocrat. The Ukrainians are supporting Georgia. Now you've got one of these two Kaczynski twins in Poland. And what they've got is a front of Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, Ukraine, supporting Georgia.
So we can see a ring around Russia starting similar conflicts. This can only be the start of a larger brush fire war. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to four license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream.
Webster Darbley's our guest today.
Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as
Paul. Your calls are coming up in about 35 minutes. Talk about any subject you want with our guest. Any other issue.
For all the honest world feels.
Okay, we'd gotten into the third, what you were saying, most dangerous scenario with these now NATO or sub-NATO states. They all have different ethnic partitions right along the borders with Russia proper, Mother Russia. Perfect to start these Balkanization, divide and conquer conflicts. Continue.
Of the ones that I've mentioned, Poland is a full member of NATO. This should never have been done. The Polish regime is a collection of anti-Russian hotheads. Created in the image of Brzezinski. Brzezinski even says that he considered going back to Poland in the late 1990s and becoming president of the country and leading the anti-Russian assault himself. Right now you have these two comical Kaczynski twins. There's a whole new world that people need to become familiar with, right? It simply will not do to know about Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Iran and the Persian Gulf and Afghanistan. The world is now much, much bigger. Brzezinski plays on an immensely bigger chessboard, tremendous adventurism, because look at this. When you have these clashes, right, the U.S. advisors on the ground in Georgia, U.S. ships in the Black Sea, U.S. planes coming in, ferrying in military supplies, you go immediately to superpower confrontation. You immediately have intercontinental ballistic missiles ready to go, H-bombs on them. This may or may not happen in the near future.
It's no longer toying with Arabs you're genociding and slaughtering who are fighting you with AK-47s.
Exactly. You're not dealing with defenseless states, right? Iran, of course, is not defenseless in the sense that it can project power to the Persian Gulf and maybe cut off the world's oil supply. But there's virtually no way they can strike into the United States. Now, with Russia and indeed with China, this is totally different. I would urge people to mobilize on this issue. We cannot have any U.S. money, soldiers, aid, stop this diplomatic support. Let me point out, in addition to the bellicose nonsense that you've heard from McCain, you know, he wants to kick the Russians out of the Group of Eight, and he looks into Putin's eyes and sees KGB. That's all very witty, I'm sure. Notice that Obama says he wants Georgia to become a NATO full member. So Obama, having seen the insanity of his fellow Brzezinski puppet, Saakashvili, the little Hitler, Obama says, yes, let's put the entire weight of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the U.S., Canada, Turkey, and all these Europeans Let's throw that into the scales behind a lunatic like Saakashvili. This disqualifies Obama. Obama also says the Russians have violated the sovereignty of Georgia and encroached on the sovereignty of Georgia. No, Senator, that's called hot pursuit. As soon as those Georgians murdered 2,000 civilians in the night of the 8th and the 9th, at that point, the countermeasures of the Russians are pure self-defense under the UN Charter. That's allowed under the UN Charter. And it becomes hot pursuit because you're chasing people that are trying to kill you.
Yeah, they couldn't run the main armies out and then let them regroup, which they were doing for a counter-assault. Once they were routed, they had to destroy them.
Yes, and remember that Saakashvili, this tin-pot little Hitler, tried the same thing back in 2004, and he was defeated. Also, remember, he's not democratic at all. There was a large mass movement against him. It was basically a color revolution in reverse, this time with real popular support. And Saakashvili immediately declared martial law, shut down the TV, kicked out the foreign journalists,
right,
and rounded up the opposition.
Yeah, he tortured and killed them with U.S. support. They've even used Georgia reportedly as a black site to take some of the torture victims to.
They're full NATO puppets. Now, the Russian position, of course, is that South Ossetians are Russian citizens. So you've killed 2,000 Russian citizens and several dozen of their troops. It's comparable to 9/11.
And in the numbers going up, as you know, Webster. They're now digging a bunch of people out of the rubble. So it's going to be more than 2,000 dead civilians. Webster Tarpley, stay with us. We're going to go to break, come back, continue with this, then get into the social Darwinism, what drives the evil minds.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game! game.
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Bottom line, we have an out-of-control elite who play with the world like it's their little toy. Am I saying Putin's good? No, he was caught staging bombings in 1999 so that he could create political support to come into office under a popular war with the Chechens backed by, again, the United States. You'll always find the Muslim extremist on a very short leash to this government. That's why it's so sick that they use them as cover, as decoys in the drills for the 9/11 attacks. Webster Tarpley, let me bring this up. How, if Brzezinski and the Rand Corporation and the Rockefeller clan mimicking what the British had done in the region at the turn of the last century, creating most of the nations in the Middle East, their modern borders, if they've always been used as a shield to overthrow democratically elected governments, intellectual governments, even pro-Western governments, but that won't be puppets. They use Muslim radicals to overthrow countries. Then they then fight with the Muslim radicals they've put in, kind of this endless crisis creation. How do you see them using the Muslims that they've used, again, against the Serbs in the late 90s, against in the 80s, against the Russians? Brzezinski 6 months before in 79, having them attack Russian outposts in the north of Afghanistan, getting a Russian response. How do you see the Muslims, i.e. mainly the Wahhabist, Muslim majority, the 80% Sunni, how do you see them being used on the chessboard? Who are they? Are they a rook or are they just a pawn?
Brzezinski is the father of modern Islamic fundamentalism. He argued, in the Carter administration that Muslim fundamentalism was the great bulwark against Soviet communism. He installed Khomeini. He created Khomeini. Khomeini was a well-known, long-term British agent, had been used against the Shah during the Shah.
You know what, let's spend some time on that. I'm going to sit back. Let's spend some time on that, because I've researched that for listeners that have trouble believing that. That is true. Let's go back to 53. Let's explain the run-up 279 and the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic State being set up.
Well, Mossadegh would belong along with General Qassem of Iraq and Nasser of Egypt and any number of others to the wave of progressive nationalistic military types in the Arab world, and it would have been the interest of the United States to cooperate with them for the modernization of the region and the ending of colonialism and imperialism. And this was the even in the Eisenhower administration, the Suez policy of 1956, turning against the British, the French, and the Israelis in favor of the Arabs. That's what got the U.S. into the Middle East in any positive way in the first place. But the overthrow of Mossadegh is a joint operation of the British with Alan Dulles, Kermit Roosevelt, and the pro-Wall Street CIA forces.
And now, the father of Norman Schwarzkopf.
Yes, right, that too. And here's the thing. The Shah, the problem of the Shah is this. He had some positive features in the 1960s. Let me mention this white revolution. The mullahs of Iran are an expression of the latifundists, the huge landowners. They're a kind of a feudal class. They're a little bit like this feudal monster we have, the Dalai Lama, running around today that the Hollywood people think is spiritual. The Shah had this thing called the White Revolution, which was to break up the huge latifundia and actually have a land reform and to try to advance the country. Now, this was his last attempt in that regard. But Khomeini was deployed as a British agent The idea in Iran was scratch a mullah and you'll find a British agent. That's basically correct. The Khomeini revolution was a joint U.S.-British project, but the BBC, Persian language service, the Farsi service, was the leading edge of this entire thing. Now, remember, the Shah, by now, politically is a monster, right? He's a reactionary. He's governing with the secret police. However, in terms of his economic stuff, he's got deals with the Soviets, deals with the Italians. He's going outside the realm of U.S. domination, and he's got several dozen nuclear reactors either started or about to start. He's got steel mills. He's got about $50 billion of tremendous development projects.
He made the mistake Serbia made. He was becoming independent.
He was becoming independent, and he was providing a way to see a country advance from medieval backwardness into the modern age with nuclear energy, steel mills, petrochemical, new airport, new subway system for Tehran, the port of Bandar Abbas. My entree into this was I knew that this guy, Loris Corbi of Italy, of the one of the great civil engineering companies of the world, who was building this new city of Bandar Abbas, now Bandar Khomeini. When Khomeini came in, he shut down all of this. He destroyed the Iranians would have long since been in the nuclear age. They would have had 10 or 20 peaceful nuclear reactors going, but it was Khomeini who stopped that. So Brzezinski basically says, look, we've got to stop economic development in the third world. The way we do it was with people like Pol Pot, trained in Paris.
Yeah, for those that don't know, let's flesh that out now some. He brags in two of his books that they helped Pol Pot and helped him kill 2 million people. He should be immediately arrested. This isn't us saying this. He writes this and says that, you know, we let him kill 2 million people and supported him, and I'm proud of what I did. And I can pull the quote up, but that's basically what he said. I mean, this is just the amazing type of activity. But I want to cover Pol Pot briefly. Then I want to go back to 1979, 1980. Then this stage deal with the, quote, Republicans doing a deal to have him grab hostages, then stage an event. But you have Brzezinski in the White House. Why would he then double back and betray Carter if you're saying he's the mastermind? I know he's a fellow traveler and very powerful. But then, you know, burn the Carter administration, which he ran and sat in via the Reagan administration with the Muslim Islamic Revolution over there for the weapons.
Now, remember, Brzezinski believes that Islamic fundamentalism is the number one bulwark against Soviet communism. So he foments that in Iran. That's where the whole thing begins, really. And then he sends in these teams into Afghanistan, as you said, to get the Soviets in there and begin to bring them down. Brzezinski fundamentally believes that he can use the Khomeini regime against the Soviets. This is the problem you have when you have a policy of what might be called appeasement, but really of turning these other countries into kamikaze puppets, suicidal pawns, expendable assets against your bigger enemy. That's the
wind-up toys
of the Brzezinski method, right? They, you know, you point them at the Russians and let them go. This cannot be avowed in public. Now, Brzezinski wanted to arm Khomeini, but he couldn't do it in public. And he needed a cover story. So he encouraged, in my view, encouraged the taking of the hostages as a piece of political theater that would allow him to continue U.S. military deliveries to Iran. And that's that. What is called Iran-Contra started under Carter. And the U.S. military deliveries to Iran never stopped. There's a guy called Stanley Pottinger who's involved, and the Brzezinski National Security Council, where they had Iranian representatives. The so-called Captain Setoudeh was operating under the
U.S. Navy. And so the power never changes. They just remove a figurehead.
Yes, but again, it's part of this. The question is that you're trying to subvert those five critical republics in Central Asia: Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. Right, the five big Soviet Central Asian republics. That's your target. Now, Brzezinski, therefore, has a public policy, and then he has the real policy. If you think about the accusation of appeasement against Obama, it's accurate as long as you know what appeasement is. You can imagine Obama acting as a puppet for Brzezinski, talking to the Iranians. He would say, your real enemy is the Russians, not us. You've got to oppose the Russians in the Caspian Sea. You need a navy in the Caspian Sea. We'll give you a navy in the Caspian Sea so you can stop those Russians from taking your oil. You want nuclear weapons? We'll give them to you. We have special nukes. They only go to Moscow. You want some of those? We'll give you some right away. There is no objection by Brzezinski to Iran as a nuclear power, but this cannot
be said. How did Pakistan's armament by the U.S. and England, how does that play into this larger chessboard?
I don't know if that's quite so connected. I mean, I think the U.S., obviously, what you say is true. That's how, you know, A.Q. Khan was working for the U.S. all along. But, again, the Iranian one is the really big one, because Pakistan has to be destroyed because the geopolitical instinct is pro-Chinese. Iran can be used as a puppet because the geopolitical instinct, as I've argued, is anti-Russian. So Brzezinski would say to them, look, didn't I arm you under Iran-Contra? Didn't I give you everything you needed? Yes. Well, then let me do it again for you now. I can deliver everything you need under the table, but let's get you going against those nasty Russians. Ahmadinejad will be out by next year. There's a new power constellation. This is what Obama would talk about. See, under the neocons say, bomb Iran. Brzezinski, with Obama, says, no, talk to Iran, but destroy Pakistan. Remember, Obama
well, that's
is the
same more subtle system that we see growing out of Carter and then being implemented by the Reagan, really the Bush White House, the Bush 41-42 White House.
Yes, right.
Because what we're dealing with this. Is with Iraq. I mean, I want to get your analysis on this. Same thing. They arm Iraq, tens of billions of dollars, have them attack Iran, then they tear each other up. And then you have the whole region descend down into another level.
Yeah, I have a whole chapter on the Carter administration, about a 40-page summary. People can't remember what a horror, how horrendous it was under the Carter-Brzezinski-Volcker regime. It was one of the qualitative turning points in American history. Concerning what you've just mentioned, the Iraq-Iran war. Now, here's the problem. Brzezinski installs Khomeini. The Shah is driven out by Carter and Brzezinski. They stab him in the back. At that point, there's a military government or Bakhtiar, a reasonable kind of
The Shah dies of a 24-hour cancer.
Government. And then the Khomeini comes in. And when Khomeini shuts down all the development projects because they're not Islamic in his view, the country begins to fall apart. Now, they realize that Khomeini is going to be out within 6 months. The only way to stabilize Khomeini is to go to Saddam Hussein and say, if you attack, you'll have an easy victory. So you play Saddam Hussein against Iran. This leads to a war that goes on for the best part
of
the decade.
Knowing that will create nationalism and will actually strengthen the Islamic revolution.
It will keep Khomeini in power. Now, all of this on Brzezinski's watch. So you've got the Soviet-Afghan war, unleashed by
but
Brzezinski.
That's really what the neocons have been doing. Saber rattling has made Iran more hardline and made the government more popular at a point where they were about to topple.
Well, I would say there was a serious last-ditch attempt by Cheney to bomb Iran, most likely with nuclear weapons, last August, September. That was the rogue B-52. He tried as hard as he could, and he came within a hair's
but
breadth.
But we just learned that they're trying to paint up the PT boats and have a conflict over there.
I don't see an attack on Iran. I would rule it out. The U.S. and the British do not want it, and the Israelis seem to have bought into the new strategy. In other words, their prominence in the Georgian picture indicates to me that the Israelis have seen that there will be no attack on Iran. There is, however, an attack on Pakistan going on right now. We've got the other side of it. The Turkmenistan Islamic Party is a puppet group of patsies in Chinese Turkestan, Xinjiang province, right, the northwest of China.
Who have now suddenly started rattling sabers and delivering their videos to the CIA front intel center.
Right, and they run probably through the Pakistani ISI or maybe directly. Right, Chosudovsky has an interesting article about this. But the idea is that terrorism in China is also being stoked with Tibetans, with these Turkmen, or basically, they're all Turks. They're all Muslim Turks between the Caspian Sea and Mongolia, Tibet. It's a Turkish area largely. Tajikistan, I guess, is the exception. So there are a whole bunch of Muslim Turks. And they can be used now, along with the Tibetans and along with the democracy freaks, the Amnesty International Human Rights Watch crew, to try to destabilize the government of China. But now, let's also think, what's the new face of false flag terrorism? Let me suggest, I was in Amsterdam, Holland, a couple of weeks ago, the Docs on the Docs series, and I showed a bunch of pictures. Let's see what the new face of terrorism is. Cho at Virginia Tech. You look at him, well, he's Korean, but he might be Chinese. So he's a crazy Oriental Korean. He's not a Manchurian candidate. He's
and now in the middle of the Olympics, you have a Chinese guy killing two people, and it's hyped right? Like aliens have landed.
But let's see. Cho is one. Kazmierczak, Northern Illinois University. He's a left-wing student with social justice concerns. He doesn't like the way the criminal justice
system goes. The other Chinese guy that ran around a few years ago shooting the 14 deer hunters.
And then I would then include the Unabomber. This is not quite as recent, but the idea of ecological terrorism. If you're a polluter, if your carbon footprint is too big, maybe the new Unabomber or Earth First or somebody like this will come and visit you. Then we have the classic ones done by the British against Russia to signal the coming of the new policy, which is Litvinenko, a Russian from the KGB with nuclear terrorism. Don't think about the relations. Just think about the sort of pictorial memes of the myth. Litvinenko is one. Politkovskaya. Now, she's a Russian journalist who's assassinated, and they immediately blame Putin. All indications are that this comes from the Berezovsky stable. Boris Berezovsky, Russian oligarch, now working for British intelligence. Let's see what else we can think of. Ilyas Akhmadov. This is, of course, the Chechen ambassador here. He's the ambassador of the main Chechen terrorist organization, the one with Basayev and Maskhadov, run by the CIA. Which they are I would say they're the people who blew up those buildings in Moscow in 1999. They're the ones who did the theater, the school in Beslan, and also the hospital in southern Russia in 1995. The Chechens have now claimed probably 1,000 to 1,500 dead. So the Russians, if you add up the butcher's bill, the Russians have suffered from international terrorism at least as much as the U.S. in 9/11. But let's look at Akhmadov, right? He's here because Big New Brzezinski lobbied to get him asylum. He's now being paid with your money, State Department stipend under the Reagan-Fassel program. He's living in a nice house here in Woodley Park by the zoo. He has an office at the National Endowment for Democracy. He gets a secretary, a travel budget, a public relations budget, all courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. Now, the Russians have repeatedly said this is a terrorist. You've got to extradite him. We want to put him on trial. The U.S. says, no, he's a democratic force. As long as he's anti-Putin, it means that he's democratic. When you had that Beslan school in September of 2004, the Russian press was full of this attack was planned in London and Washington. I believe it's actually quite correct. So if you add up these faces, right, Cho, Kazmierczak, Litvinenko in particular, the Unabomber, and then somebody like Ilyas Akhmadov. I think that's a composite of memes from which you can see the probably various kinds of false flag terrorism that are now likely to be unleashed. And again, it's not just Chechens, right? It could be the FARC. Right? We saw this tremendous media circus around this woman, Betancourt.
Stay there.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks?
Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea! And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the Tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99. With free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we are back right here on the network, 9 to 1 on the Genesis feeds, 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. We do the 4-hour show, then for 20 hours it re-airs back-to-back, so you missed Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and his analysis of what happened in Russia, very similar to TARP Police. That'll be re-airing when this show ends in about 1 hour and 4 minutes from now. We're going to take your calls, wide open phones in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Any subject you want to discuss, Webster has agreed to ride shotgun with us. We always enjoy having him on with us. 1-800-259-9231. Interesting story I'll cover later in the next hour. Beijing Olympics 2008 opening ceremony. Giant firework footprints faked. And that's the kind of stuff China and Russia and every government, all governments are evil and wicked and corrupt. But who is the dominant global force? Well, that is, as Tarpley calls it, the Anglo-American Empire. Doesn't matter. They're all corrupt. They're all bad. We're just cold-bloodedly analyzing how they're fighting with each other and what they're doing. Remember, the state is the enemy of the people, bottom line, throughout history. The problem is there's always other states trying to come in and take over your state. So it's a very, very serious equilibrium that has to be held with the size of the state. But again, we'll continue with Tarpley here in just a moment. Don't forget, I am a documentary filmmaker. I have made 19 films. The latest is Truth Rising. And it's got Zbigniew Brzezinski being confronted in it by the young Luke Radowski and him saying, sit down and shut up. And it's got everybody else from Geraldo Rivera to Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton to John McCain being confronted. And then it's got Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, the good guys in it. It's got Democracy Now's Amy Goodman talking about bombs in the building. It's got George Carlin right before he died talking about an inside job on 9/11. It's got the police trying to plant bombs on 9/11 activists. I mean, I really can't describe how powerful. What, this is probably the best view of any film I've made, the most entertaining. I mean, you talk about short attention span theater. It just moves from issue to issue, really grabbing people in a way, in a different way than my other films. Truth Rising, available at Infowars.com on DVD, or watch it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 19 of my films, the fourth hour every day, we go live with the video cam in studio and the document cam and, of course, the guest cam, the online cam. And we give you exclusives here on the stream in the fourth hour. I'm also, you get exclusive extras when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, like an hour and a half plus with Endgame 1.5. Little addendum to Endgame that PrisonPlanet.tv members got. It's just a great system, PrisonPlanet.tv, and your support of PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, makes so much of what we do here possible. So I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv and encourage those that are not members to become members today. You can also go to the website, Infowars.com, to check out the physical online shopping cart where you get physical books and videos, great for your library, in the highest quality, like Webster Tarpley's two books we carry, Synthetic Terror, the latest edition, and, of course, Barack Obama, the Postmodern Coup, and many other books and videos that we cover and carry at Infowars.com. You can also call toll-free to get in-game films like Truth Rising, books like Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We'll be right back in 70 seconds for the fourth hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. And you can also watch us live every day when we do this fourth hour. Sometimes we do the whole show, but always the fourth hour. Live video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Webster Tarpley, when we come back in the next segment, we will take your calls for the balance of the hour. Webster, finishing up with what you expect to see in this election, I know you think that the greater of two evils is Barack Obama. I myself see it as a huge distraction, but I understand you're saying his star appeal, and I agree, will bring people into the fold to support the corporate fascism. It'll give them the grassroots cover they need. So I agree with you, he's the most dangerous candidate. I just psychologically have divorced myself so much from the two parties and fully understanding their puppets that I can't even really see Obama, I guess, as many other people see him. But in closing, in the 3.5 minutes we have left in this opening segment, other key points you'd like to make?
Well, I would say, first of all, if you get Obama with the Democratic Congress, you will have the full fury of the fascist corporate state in terms of that economic austerity, killer austerity, genocidal austerity that I talked about. Under green, polar bear, snail daughter auspices, third world solidarity, and possibly even this other question of reparations to this or that ethnic group, which would also be a very explosive recipe. If you get McCain, I would say you get a tired, old, lame duck who is going to be a lame duck from the first moment he gets there. He'll be quacking in his inaugural address. And he will be faced by a very hostile Democratic Congress, giving us gridlock. This is the best outcome we could get under that scenario, would be the gridlock. So in this sense, McCain is actually a lesser evil than Obama. The Democrats try to scare you with McCain. They tell you that he's going to put in these fascist judges. Well, the Democrats can filibuster those judges if they want to. So don't try to scare us with that. With Mrs. Clinton, I think you get a much more open-ended project. This is somebody who responds to public opinion through triangulation, but she does respond, and her history during the primaries has been to move more and more towards New Deal positions, at least verbally, and that's what we've got to work with at this point. And this would also allow a solution that would not be McCain and not be Obama. That's the merit of Mrs. Clinton, is that she's not McCain and she's not Obama. And I think there is going to be a movement to try to get her nominated and perhaps even to change the outcome of the convention. But I think the principal idea is you've got to build a movement. The way you build a movement is figure out what the financiers want most and oppose them. I would not say that the state is always the enemy. My analysis of history is different. I would say financier oligarchs, feudal aristocrats in the more distant past, financiers, finance oligarchs, bankers are the enemy. And if you look at the origin of the modern state under somebody like John Galeazzo Visconti in Milan in the about 1400, if you look then at Louis the 11th of France in the 1470s, 1480s, and Henry the 7th of England, the Earl of Richmond, the guy who got rid of Richard the 3rd, what you see there is an alliance of the king, that is the state, with the bourgeoisie, the cities, and the peasantry against what? Against feudal oligarchs who are already transforming themselves into banking oligarchs, financiers.
Now, well, Webster, my point is that big states are the most abusive throughout history. It breeds corruption. The corrupt come in to suck out of it. And so and then look at what the oligarchs always want. They always want a big state as their tool to control populations, destroy middle classes, wage war on the bourgeoisie using the commie terms. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley and your phone calls right here on the one, the only, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the
enemy? Bin
Laden. This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got Webster Tarpley with us for the rest of the hour, an in-depth interview today with him on the economy, the election, all what's happened in Russia, in future actions. Before we go any further, Webster, is there anything else you want to add concerning the geopolitical climate we're in right now before we go to calls?
Certainly. I think right now you've got to also look at the situation in Europe, because one of Brzezinski's main goals, of course, is to play Europe against Russia, too. Normally, Europe would gravitate towards Russia right now because of the oil, the natural gas, the epicenter of the current world economic breakdown crisis, the Bush economic depression, is, of course, London and New York. They've been hit hardest, and other people have been hit hard because they've gotten into bed with London and New York. There's a whole school of opinion in France, Germany, Italy, on the continent, that it's time now to orient towards the Russians, east-west trade, oil for technology, mutually beneficial economic development. So Brzezinski's got to destroy that. And what he wants to use is that cordon sanitaire, or that unsanitary cordon of Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, and Ukraine to begin cutting off the natural gas. The Russians, of course, are going around that by building a pipeline down the middle of the Baltic so that they can deliver guaranteed energy without the Ukrainians and the Poles skimming or cutting it off or provoking or the rest of this stuff. Remember, we have to thank, ironically enough, in this terrible situation, we have to thank Sarkozy, of all people, and Merkel for blocking the attempt by Brzezinski to bring Georgia and Ukraine into NATO as members, or at least get that going, at the last NATO meeting back in April. Remember, Obama wants Georgia in NATO. The Washington Post want them in there. We've got to say no. No NATO membership for this bandit, thug, kleptocrat regime. The other thing is the Italian position right now. The Italian government is Berlusconi. This just shows you what kind of a situation we're in. Berlusconi, of course, is this dirty character that everybody knows, but he's also a friend of the Russians, and the Italians have gone very, very far in this east-west trade, oil for technology kind of stuff, and they've got a history of building, you know, huge automobile plants, right? The Toyota Fiat plant that built all those Ladas that are still running. The Italians are saying, the foreign minister Frattini is saying, we cannot transform the European Union into an anti-Russian bloc. So Georgia, get lost, stay out there. I've also been in touch with my friend Giulietto Chiesa, member of the European Parliament in Brussels. You remember, he's the one who did the Zero documentary. I was in Milan last November. We had 500 people in an auditorium with Dario Fo, Nobel Prize for Literature and probably the most read playwright in the world today. There's an anthology also called Zero with essays by all sorts of people, among them yours truly. So Giulietto Chiesa is leading a publicity effort in Europe to try to show people that Georgia is this bunch of pawns of Brzezinski. So there's also a lot of work to be done vis-a-vis the Europeans, trying to get them to break away. In other words, don't become a lemming for Obama like those poor Germans at the victory column there, the Siegessäule in the middle of Berlin. Don't go with that, but rather dump Obama. I'm very glad to say my book, Obama the Postmodern Coup, is coming out in a German edition in the Kopp Verlag, that is K-O-P-P, which will be hitting the newsstands fairly soon, in time for the Frankfurt Book Fair, among other things. I'm also coming out in Japan, because there's another place. The Japanese have said very clearly, it was a successful summit of Prime Minister Fukuda with President Hu of China. The Japanese defense minister said, the biggest threat to us is chaos in China. This is a way of saying, dear Zbigniew, we will not be a staging area for your attacks on China. In Taiwan, the KMT, the Kuomintang Party, has made a comeback, kicking out the U.S. puppets, the DPP Green Party or Democratic Progressive Party. Get rid of them. Put in people who are reasonable, who realize that their future is a rapprochement with China and mutually beneficial trade.
Okay, Webster, I got to stop you there because I want to give some time to callers. I have to say, everything you're saying is accurate about what's happening in the world. I don't disagree with about 95% of what you're saying. The problem is there's more to all of this. It is a fact that the CIA backed the communists against the Japanese in China. It is a fact, now declassified, that the CIA, and David Rockefeller's written editorials in the New York Times saying this, wanted the communist Chinese to come to power so that they could use them in China. It is a fact that Armin Hammer and the Rockefellers and the big foundation monies pumped billions into Russia from its founding, overthrowing the czars, for British intelligence in 1917, right through into the 80s. And you're right. They attack with both sides, and they're always trying to gobble up republics. I mean, you know, they basically attack from all angles, from within, from without, always creating a neo-mercantile system, which leaves all nation states weak and vulnerable, and basically starving and infighting with regional and religious conflicts. I just want to point out that we're not saying China's good or Russia's good or anybody's good here. You can disagree if you want. It's that you have this evil global corporate management system that was developed out of London, the city of London. And I just don't want to oversimplify this where America and England and Israel are the bad guys and everybody else are the good guys. All these countries are engaging in oppression and corruption. That's the nature of society. And I'm just trying to get people to see the bigger picture of how these big tectonic forces are colliding into each other.
Well, let's look at the heart of the world problem right now is this mass of derivatives, this cancerous mass of kited derivatives.
And that was a financial weapon system by the central banks while the dollar was still the world reserve currency. They made a mad dash to buy up all the real infrastructure of the world, buy up the defense contractors, media of the world, to set up their global corporate empire off of the yolk, like an egg, off of the sustenance that was the United States. Now they want to leave us holding the financial bag for that collapse while they've moved in to safe havens, then bring in a third world police state here and use the United States as a military enclave to produce modern Hessian soldiers for the new global corporate state that is shucked any connection to any original nation state.
But remember now, let's use my estimate of 1 quadrillion, it's probably 1.5 quadrillion or maybe a lot more. But
well, it's 6,000 trillion that we know of.
Well, yes, but I'm saying one, well, you want to say 2 quadrillion. Fine, 2 quadrillion is ballpark, perfectly good. Where is that centered? Well, about a quarter of that is just J.P. Morgan Chase. And when you add up the rest of the U.S., you'll get up to well over half. You'll get up to probably two-thirds of the derivatives, and the rest are in London. So there you see where the center of this cancer is. To say that Russia is the same as this or
no,
China.
No. I'm saying they're just not as powerful. Absolutely. The Anglo-American establishment flooded the world with this liquidity to get everybody in debt and get real assets. Now they're going to leave us holding the bag. So I don't, quote, see the U.S. now becoming a sub-player in all this. That was a foregone conclusion. I'm saying now the New World Order the Anglo-American Empire, as you call it, is moving to that transcendent point where they sit above all the nation states with their private intelligence networks in Russia, in China, in Israel, in the U.S., just playing us all off against each other.
I don't believe that they have total world control. No, I don't. I think that there are real conflicts in the world.
I don't think they have total world control. I'm saying they are dominant.
Dominant up to a point, but fading fast. And Obama is really a flight forward, a desperate bid to give this a facelift, to give it a new lease on life. And if you block Obama, you're going to be dealing with a severely weakened imperialism under conditions of much greater difficulty in organizing mass consensus.
Okay, I'm going to skip this break. For people behind the scenes watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the exclusive InfoWars.com streams, and then at 24 after, I promise, no more pontificating by myself or Webster. It's all great info. Steve, Rico, Elliot, Cliff, Jeff, and many others. We're going to go right to you in about 5 minutes. But okay, how does it affect the American people? Let's be centered on ourselves for a minute and take the local regional view for North America. What is better for the American people? For the empire to crumble and fall apart? Or for us to mindlessly support it? Obviously, I believe mindlessly supporting it, they will only rape us that much more financially and physically, and so it is good to let this fall apart.
I would go with the populists, those prairie farmers back in 1890 meeting in Omaha, and they formulated the Populist Party program, which basically said a mass movement needs to take over the government and turn it against Rockefeller, Morgan, and the Wall Street Group. And I don't think that has changed. That's what we should be doing.
So we need a Golden Cross speech.
Yes, although that's William Jennings Bryan. He's not really an organic representative of this. He is at least a politician who grew up in that milieu, and he's trying to fight Wall Street. Again, he's not a good example. But if you want to think who's like us, who's isolated like we are, or relatively with not that much money, take those populists of 1890. And I think their strategy is valid. Now, you want to oppose the empire. You also want to construct an economic alternative to this. And for me, this is clear. The New Deal methods worked then. They will work now.
Oh, yeah. It's turned us into a bunch of dependents, broken down the family. The same foundations you talk about.
But this is not the New Deal.
Webster,
New Deal has been gone for 40 years.
Hey, Webster, 100 years ago, the big foundations, as you know, wrote how they were going to get us addicted to government. But see,
I tell you, the populace in Omaha said the government is going to belong to us. The goal is not get government out of your life. The goal is you take over the government. Now, Milton Friedman, of course, from the Rockefeller Chicago School, says government is always the problem. I don't buy that. Wall Street, finance oligarchs.
See, that's only one hand of the elite.
Soros.
That's only one hand. They claim they don't want government, but in truth, they do want big government to suck off us with corporate welfare.
Again, I don't.
Hold on, Webster. We're going to behind the scenes. I want to abbreviate this.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. Friday, August 29th, 2008. Gold opened at $832 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $856.80, $422.20 for half ounce, and $211.10 for quarter ounce. That's $856.80, $422.20, and $211.10.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar documents. Spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building.
He is the author of Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, available at Infowars.com. Your phone calls right now. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air worldwide as we blast out on AM and FM dial across the country, global shortwave at WWCR, the internet at Infowars.com, and of course, with now more than 60,000 people a day pulling our free podcast. If you haven't done it, check it out. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. And, of course, number one on Shoutcast, number one on the internet for radio listeners. Webster Tarpley, continuing with your analysis, let's get the take of the callers. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air worldwide.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm talking to two fine men. Secondly, I think that you guys have been turned around backwards on this situation with Russia. You didn't even report that last month, it was July 25th, that Putin had threatened the United States with stationing atomic bombers in Cuba.
Yeah, look, Putin has been warning the U.S. loyally all through 2007 at that Munich Verkunde meeting in the springtime. He talked about this neocon striving
now,
for
stop,
U.S.
Stop, Tarpley. I'm going to let you get to it in a minute because this is, Steve, you can't listen to 4 hours every day. I don't believe it. I have been saying for the last however many months since this was said, I talk about that every week. I talk about their foreign minister saying if you keep moving weapon systems and troops and training and destabilizing in Poland and in Czech Republic and in Georgia and in Ukraine and in all these areas and in the stands and moving your military in, we're going to start moving nukes near you. And I have said that on record. So go ahead.
Okay, so you're reporting your point of view. You don't ever mention the people in Eastern and Central Europe talking about a domino theory where the situation is the dialectic. In other words, Russia
creates
the
problem. Sir, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Russia is shrinking, not getting bigger. It wasn't Russia that snuck attacked a U.S. military base last Thursday night. It was the United States, which isn't our government anymore. I'm just stating facts. I can't stand communists or leftism or any of this stuff. I'm here trying to give you a real geopolitical view into this. Did Georgia not blow the hell out of an entire city and massacre a bunch of Russian troops and peacekeepers out of a clear blue sky where they've been since 1991 in a ceasefire in two areas that have always been part of Russia? Ossetia? Go ahead.
Wait a minute. If what you say were true, the first thing they would have done was blow that tunnel between the Ossetia and North Ossetia, the Roki Tunnel. You can only get tanks or trucks in one.
Hold on, what are you saying I'm lying about?
Well, what I'm saying is...
I mean, Georgia admits they snuck attack Russia.
I doubt that. There were incidents...
What on? Hold on a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. This is too insane. Okay, I mean, Georgia, Tarpley, what do you say to something like this?
Well, this is the U.S. media line. This is CNN. This is what Bush says. This is what Zalmay Khalilzad says at the United Nations, what McCain says and what Obama says, and it's a big lie. It's a Goebbels big lie. The aggressor is Georgia. You have whatever the status quo was. The Russian peacekeepers were there or under a signed agreement with the Georgian government from 15 years
ago.
And
let me add, the Georgians had already been taking pot shots at the Russian troops and citizens, beating people up, killing them in the outlying towns around Ossetia, ethnic cleansing. That's why the Russians had to come in 1992, 93. And then let me expand. They shut the water off to Ossetia a month ago and already had them under siege.
And they basically had a campaign of bombings and assassinations building up to this. So it's a cynical, orchestrated plan by Georgia. Now, the Russians see it coming, and they say, fine, you want to attack, we'll be ready for you. And they have.
And the minute
ready.
They attacked, they took the bridge and the tunnels. But look, Steve,
I would also ask, ultimately, beyond all the details, you want to have your children incinerated in a thermonuclear fireball for the sake of that bandit, that little Hitler, Saakashvili? That's crazy.
Look, I'm going to come back to you, Steve. We're going to skip this break, too, for InfoWars.com listeners. Got to go to those streams, folks. But, I mean, this is completely... Steve, I'm blown away here. You think I'd go on air and lie to you about Georgia attacking Russia? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, are you serious, Steve? Bring Steve back up. Steve, are you there? All right, we're going to go to break and see if we can get Steve raised back up on the phone. Steve, it's just incredible. I mean, all I do is report the facts here, and I'm living in La La Land. More of your calls right now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Okay, we were just talking to Rico on the InfoWars.com behind-the-scenes streams. You go to InfoWars.com, those specific exclusive streams have the behind-the-scenes. We are talking to Rico in Toronto. He brought up how the big foundations fund La Raza, Mecha, the radical black separatist groups, all of this to get us all fighting with each other, and so then they can radicalize peaceful groups. So those groups never get true equality or freedom or economic mobility. They get neutralized, bitter, and filled with hate. More balkanization. Webster Tarpley.
This is an absolutely critical theme, and you're absolutely right. If you look, first of all, at Obama, he is more than anything else a product of the foundations. His mother was an operative for the Ford Foundation. Obama has worked for the Gamaliel Foundation, the Joyce Foundation, gun control, the Woods Fund, the Annenberg Foundation, playing black parents against the black teachers union. His friend Bernardine Dorn gets huge money from the MacArthur Foundation. My research for my next book, which is Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, reveals that the Weathermen were actually founded with a Ford Foundation grant. Certainly Floyd McKissick, Stokely Carmichael, the worst firebrands, Rap Brown, these characters, the people who opposed Martin Luther King with their incendiary rhetoric, all foundation-funded. And as you correctly point out, the worst provocateurs of the Hispanic community, the people who talk this insanity about, you know, carving up the United States, they're also foundation-funded. Obama has friends like Khalidi and a bunch of others. This is the foundation-funded pro-U.S. wing of the PLO. Among the Native Americans, you got a guy like Ward Churchill, who is essentially in the same corner. The pervasive activity of these foundations is one of the things that's destroying American society. Obama is somebody who says he was a community organizer for the Gamaliel Foundation. What he's really saying is, I was a poverty pimp for the foundation world where the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation dominate. This is one of the principal things about Obama. This is what he comes from, his world, that stuff about the bitter clingers, the people who cling to religion and guns, and anti-trade. That is the foundation trilateral point of view. You cannot have a president who hates the American people. In the case of Obama, he does hate the American people, and therefore he's going to attack this austerity program with great gusto. Unlike Carter, who probably had some Christian scruples about it, Obama will have nothing of the sort because he's been worshiping in a Ford Foundation church, that Reverend Jeremiah Wright, with Dwight Hopkins, is an operative of the Ford Foundation. Reverend Otis Moss got through college with the Ford Foundation. This whole James Cone Black Liberation Theology is, again, the Ford Foundation Union Theological Seminary School of this stuff. And it is designed to perpetuate racial conflict.
Absolutely. And they fund all these groups. They do it to get everybody at each other's throats.
That's it. Divide and conquer.
And then the racial tension becomes real. And then it's a dynamo which just builds up force and strength. Anything else, Rico?
Yeah, my second point, something you had brought up a couple weeks ago when you were talking about the anthrax letter that the Bush enemy received.
Yes.
I remember reading quickly just the Roman Empire, and it was the same thing. It was the same thing. Cicero, a little bit before Caesar came into power, Cicero was saying how the enemies of Rome need to be dealt with. I've received letters. I have letters that say that a couple senators are going to be mass assassinated, so we need to clamp down. This worked 1,000 years ago. It works again. It's the same thing. Like, nothing's changed.
Well, that's what's incredible. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I bought a high school textbook. Well, it's at Barnes & Noble. It's like, I think it's 3,000 years of revolution. And it's pretty accurate, actually. But you just look at every country and just the thousands of revolutions and all the subterfuge and backstabbing and Machiavellian activity and elites and cloak and dagger. And then somehow they taught the American people the last 100 years that none of that exists. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. And if we say anything on this show, it's just start looking around you and realizing that when these elites get out of control, and these warlords and these banker warlords start fighting with each other, the oligarchy, as Webster calls them, when these moneyed, noble interests start battling with each other, we don't matter in the equation. We get hurt real bad. And this is just a game of chess for them. I mean, people say, well, why do they want more power? They're already so rich. Well, anybody who knows rich people knows they want even more. They want power. They want control. And to deny that there are people that want power and control is to deny history. Webster, I want to go calls quickly, but how did we get to the point, do you think, of the average person? They're now coming out of this delusion and this mesmerized smokescreen, but people to say, oh, there's no subterfuge, there's no corruption, there's no influence, there's no behind the scenes. You're a crazy, dangerous conspiracy theorist. How were they able to inculcate that in people's minds?
Well, it's a long process of degradation. I think that the central question is probably the deindustrialization of the United States initiated by Volcker, under trilateral Carter and Brzezinski auspices, and then continued with the union busting of the Reagan years, the systematic decline in the standard of living. So it's about minus two-thirds of what it had been around 1966 or 1967.
And so people are having to work twice as hard just to keep the illusion going, and so they physically are just disconnected, saying, I don't care.
There's also the more recently, Obama could not have broken through if the Democratic Party had not been in chaos. And part of that is Pelosi. Pelosi came in with the mandate of stopping the Iraq war, and she brought the hint
that
instead
she's ruled with an iron fist saying no.
And what we then had is, as soon as that was in power, then Al Gore comes out of the woodwork with his demagogic, fake global warming campaign to break the momentum against Bush and against the Iraq war. And then by the end of that year, you've got Obama deployed into a chaotic Democratic Party.
Let me stop you because I want to go to Elliot, Jeff,
okay,
Cliff, and others, and a DJ. But before we do that, I wanted to the last hour get into the eugenics angle, which you're a real expert on, Webster. I mean, I know my stuff on this. I wrote over 20 books on the subject and studied it, and you know even more in some cases than I do. In a nutshell, why do they want to reduce our numbers? Why do they want to enslave us? Why do they want to bring feudalism back in? Is this just the instincts of the Anglo-American feudal lords? And I mean, break that down, what the fake modern environmentalism is.
Well, one is the population side. The oligarchy always argues that there are two main problems in the world. One is overpopulation. The other is industrial pollution in some form. To be an oligarch means that you've got to hate the majority of humanity by thinking that you're better off than they were. You can go back to the works of Hesiod in ancient Greece, pretty much the beginning of the, you know, sort of archaic Greek literature.
Plato says, as well.
The reason for the Trojan War was that there were too many people. Too many people were oppressing the breast of Mother Earth, and therefore we had to have the Trojan War to kill off a lot of them. In terms of the global warming, I don't need a climatologist to say that this is a fraud. As a historian, I can look back to the medieval warm period, 1100, 1200, when you have grapes growing in England, grapes growing in Iceland.
What about Hibernium Maximum 8,000 years ago, which brought us into the Bronze Age and the first city-states? I mean, it was 10 degrees hotter on average then. They have the ice cores. There's no doubt.
We are well within the band of fluctuation of historical memory. The other one, of course, is we have a little ice age around 1600 to 1625, which corresponds to the Spurrer minimum and the Maunder minimum in the sunspot cycle. It is basically determined by solar activity. That's at least the major input, not by human activity at all. And in that little ice age, you had the ports of Northern Europe, the ports of Germany and the Netherlands were
frozen,
blocked with ice, icebergs. So the idea of being a climatologist means you're a charlatan and a fraud, because it's a discipline. It's not meteorology. It's not oceanography. It's not any science. It's not history. It's a fake science invented by Al Gore. And all during the Clinton years, if you didn't agree with Al Gore, you would be fired. You would
come on,
reinvented.
Let's give, I mean, he claims he invented the Internet, too. He certainly is the is the pimp pusher of it. But the Club of Rome in the early 60s said they would use
right.
threat of a fake ice age or global warming to bring in global
yes.
taxes.
And remember, Aurelio Peche, the co-founder, was an old fascist. And the other one was Alexander King, who once admitted that the purpose of this was genocide in the Third World. He said, you know, the reason we preach this, after all, is to block development of the Third World. That is still the same.
And that's in the British Commission on Population 44 to 49, which was rolled into State Department Memorandum 200.
Yes, and beyond the 200, remember that this was all institutionalized under Carter, under Muskie, as Global 2000 and Global Futures, under Brzezinski, Trilateral, Rockefeller auspices. So you basically got Kissinger is a puppet of Nelson Rockefeller, Brzezinski is a puppet of David Rockefeller, and that's pretty much the way the thing is run.
Continue. Flush that out.
Well, then, you know, the idea of having a world population reduction, ID, in other words, genocide, built into the U.S. foreign policy is this Global 2000, Global Futures. And then what do? They turn around and implement that by supporting Pol Pot, who goes very far, right? He's the champion in terms of proportional genocide. I think he manages to kill 30 to 40% of the Cambodian population. And Khomeini, who aborts the entire industrialization process of Iran. What they're trying to show is that third world populations can be organized against themselves to destroy themselves. And ultimately, that's what Obama is. A fascist mass movement is the organization of a population against itself to destroy itself in the service of these financiers.
Let's go to Elliot in Ohio. You're on the air.
So I researched this maybe 2 days ago. Have you heard of the first 13th Amendment?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Go ahead.
I was on Jordan Maxwell's site, and then I went to one of his links. And, yeah, in 1983, these two guys, research expert David Dodge and former Baltimore police investigator Tom Dunn, they were in the Belfast Library on the coast of Maine. They found a constitution from 1825, and there's a missing 13th Amendment in our Constitution. It was ratified in 1819, has not been repealed, and it's
There were more than 30 original broadsheets made, and quite a few of them are still around. I've heard of. Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like it's titles of nobility and honor. It says, if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without consent of Congress, accept and retain any present pension, office, or emolument.
Yeah, speak of the devil, John. I sent you that clip from C-SPAN of former Secretary of State Colin Powell telling the reporter that he's a Knight Commander, Order of the Bath. Will you cue that up, please? Thank you. Go ahead, Elliot.
Yeah, retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind, whatever, from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States.
Yeah, so it's saying you can't be a foreign agent, basically, which makes sense. And I have
if I may, I have a certain and now I know what you're talking about, and it does exist. And I wrote about this in 1996 in Executive Intelligence Review. You might find it on the Internet. It's an article that says U.S. Constitution bars Powell from the presidency because he had become this British nobleman.
Yeah, we do know of it.
The U.S. Constitution right now says you cannot hold an office of profit and trust under the United States. In other words, you can't be in the executive branch or the Supreme Court if you accept the title of nobility.
And that plays into the Logan Act as in the code blocking that.
But this one goes further. It says if you accept such a title of nobility, you cease to be a citizen.
Yes, it's
now,
currently in there. That's what I
was ready to attack Rudy. Sir Rudy Giuliani would have been coming under attack from me on this if he had gotten the Republican
nomination. Yes, Elliot, that
nomination.
Is legitimate. You refresh our memory. Thank you. And speaking of Powell and the nobility, here is the audio clip right now.
And armed struggles in
Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Very honored. Her Majesty gave it to Alman to me about 12 years ago.
Knight Commander.
Okay.
Listen carefully. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Same thing.
We have the video clip up on Infowars.com. We put it up there when Queen Elizabeth II was here in town last year surveying her lands. They had a White House function. They were announcing who they were, and much of the administration coming in were being announced by their British titles
right.
You know, and giving fealty to the Queenie. So I hope that answers your question, Elliot. Let's go to Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Cliff. Go ahead.
How you doing today? Enjoying your show, by the way, also. My question is this there, Mr. Tarpley, is I read a report several months ago here where China sent word to Illuminati operatives that if they tried to indeed, you know, make any type of move toward China, and it's, shall I say, their friends, which would be Russia and Iran via their friendship pacts they have and old obligation deals. What would be the next move for the Illuminati now that Bush more or less has gotten punched in the mouth by Putin over this Georgia fiasco and the fact that China said plainly stated that any aggression made toward China and the people running the Illuminati would be assassinated?
Yeah, there's two questions there. What do you think of Benjamin Fulford, the former Forbes writer who meets with Rockefeller on video and says he's been told by the Asian elite, the mafia, that they know about the population reduction plan and the bioweapon attack plan that Cheney talks about, the PNAC documents, September 2000, rebuilding America's defenses. What do you think of that? And then B, again, kind of a recap of why does this, you know, what does this do now that this didn't go well in Georgia?
Let me do it the other way. I don't use this concept of Illuminati because I think this is just pure confusion. The notion that a society founded in Bavaria runs the world, in my view, is just absurd. What you're dealing with is the City of London, British, and Wall Street, the U.S. That's the operative unit. And these terms like New World Order and Illuminati, I think they contribute to confusion rather than
even though
clarity.
All these presidents use them and inhale it and swear sovereignty.
Yeah, look, the origin of this Illuminati, though, is British intelligence.
I know.
In other words, they're here to say, we're
the
not the main enemy in the world. Those Bavarians are the main enemy. This is just crazy.
All right, let me break this down for you, Webster. There is an element to all of this. The elites are obsessed with the occult.
Yeah,
the British
system,
let me finish, please, is Masonic. And they really are into this, and they really do govern a lot of what they do according to it. And
sure, but now you're talking the Scottish Rite Freemasons of London and, you know, God knows other institutions that they have, the Club of the Isles and all sorts of other things. But again, this Bavarian thing, this is the crazy part. This is what the British themselves put out to say.
Well, that was just one agent. That was Weishaupt and the guy getting struck by lightning. Thank you so much.
But now, wait, let's do the Fulford part. There is a history of secret societies in China. For example, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, when he wanted to do the Chinese Revolution of 1911, turned to something called the Red Door Society, the Hung Man or Hung Men Society. However, I think this stuff now is, you have to look at this with tremendous skepticism, and here's why. Suppose we have the Turkmen Islamic Party setting off some stunt in Beijing now for the Olympics. If that's terrorism, either Mexico City 68 or Munich 72 style, you're going to have a wave of international sympathy with China. Suppose now the Anglo-Americans have come up with a dialectical or two-phase false flag.
Hold on. We're going to do 3 minutes behind the scenes exclusively at the InfoWars.com streams and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
All right, final segment in worldwide transmission. Retransmission starts in T-minus 6 minutes at one place, InfoWars.com. That's where you can always listen to the show. It'll rebroadcast 20 hours. We'll be back live tomorrow. Before we jam in a few final calls for Webster Tarpley, I want to tell you about a fine sponsor, Acola Blue, Atmosphere Water Generator. For home, pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. You use a solar panel system to run it or plug it into the wall. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons in a day. In wetter areas, around 3 gallons, at least 2.5 gallons, even in the worst deserts, with the lowest humidity. Just an amazing system. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Natural pH. Give them a call, 1-866-585-4044. Or check them out at ecoloblue.com, ecoloblue.com. Big banner on InfoWars.com. 866-585-4044. Okay, let's jam in quickly here. Let's jam in. Jeff in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, but a long-time listener. I'll be brief since I know you're short on time. This does relate to what you've been talking about. I read a link this morning. It was from the Financial Times of London. It was written by Peter Garnham. And in it's just a couple sentences long. Ulrich Leutman at Commerzbank said in a note that he expected the dollar to rise, quote, like a phoenix, quote, unquote. And he also said that in a very short period of time, quote, unquote, sentiment turned by 180 degrees. The market now believes that the U.S. economy once again will be able to leave a crisis behind very quickly.
Well, they've said this three times in the last year. It always goes up and then further down the next time. I hope it goes up and they can artificially do it. But all the real market fundamentals show the dollar has been devalued. They keep printing it. You have this debt, liquidity, hundreds of billions a month being pumped into financial institutions. Webster, what do you see happening?
The main thing you have is a violent contraction of employment and production. Detroit is collapsing. The big three automakers are collapsing. Their subcontractors are collapsing. Generally speaking, manufacturing employment in this country is really on its last leg. So this contraction, which is expressed in growing unemployment and growing unreported unemployment, those who have given up in despair, we'd have to look at things like freight car loadings and truck loadings, real, tangible, physical economic indices, and you will see that this economy is approaching the point of thermodynamic breakdown.
And they're telling us everything's wonderful.
And after that, the financial panic will happen. They put these stories out. The plunge protection team, of course, as everybody knows, props them up with the help of helicopter Ben Bernanke. They've now got the entire Wall Street, be it J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and Goldman, and Lehman Brothers, and Morgan Stanley, and Merrill, and UBS, all of them are on life support. They're all getting huge injections of Federal Reserve liquidity, and the question is, you know, how long before that becomes generalized hyperinflation on the German 1923
model? Yeah, we're out of time.
Sorry
to DJ and Matt. Call back tomorrow. I'll put you up first. Or next time Tarpley's on. Webster, thank you for spending time with us. His book is Obama, You Bet, The Postmodern Coup, available at Infowars.com. Take care, Webster.
Bye-bye.
An amazing two-hour, 45-minute interview with Webster Tarpley. I want to tell you that the new film, Fabled Enemies, I just came out with Truth Rising. Well, we're accelerating our info war. Burmese's new film, made right here, I produced it. Fabled Enemies, you can start pre-ordering that Thursday or Friday. It'll be up on the shopping cart to get the DVD first. It ships out September 1st, wink, wink, maybe a little bit early. It'll be on PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st. Well, guess what? You can watch the first trailer for Fabled Enemies, Burmese's new film, up at the top right-hand corner of PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread that virally. I'm going to announce tomorrow who the winner of the first contest is, another on the 19th, the bigger one, for the InfoWars PrisonPlanet.com contest. Listen, huge show today. Paul Kurt Roberts, the first of the show. Martial law news in the U.S., out of Arkansas. You'll hear that at the start of the show right now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.